There's baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders 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 Baseball.
Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I said, baby, he got another one that just say, hey. Whatever Sunday afternoon, he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Roar, that stock car boy, he the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight, it's easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got a
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in Durga, walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Cause everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, what, ay. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, what, ay. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate.
Just 30 more seconds.
Whoa, no. Way up, way up we go. Been up and down that road. Way up, oh no. We gon' burn the whole house down. Watch me standing in line. You're only serving lies. You got some.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Riding a two-game win streak, the Frisco Rough Riders come into a Sunday evening affair against the Springfield Cardinals, looking to close out the week with three wins in a row and a series split. Hi again, everybody. Welcome back to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball. Alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden, as the Rough Riders close out not only this week, but the first half of the 2023 season as well. We We are 68 games in after tonight's ball game. Frisco coming in with a 30-37 record. The Springfield Cardinals are 34-34. Frisco winning yesterday 11-7, a wire-to-wire victory, taking a 5-0 lead in one inning after a five-run frame for the Rough Riders yesterday. Three home runs all in one inning for Frisco. That was in the fifth. They had scored five back in the second inning, tacked on another home run in the seventh to total a season high in home runs as a club. Four dingers in the same day yesterday, and the Rough Riders win it 11-7. And now after losing the first three games of this week, the Rough Riders have won the last two and a chance to split the series with the Springfield Cardinals. Springfield sends out Kenny Hernandez for the second time this week. The left-hander has a 5.29 ERA on the season. He is 7-2, celebrated his 25th birthday yesterday. He gets his 13th start of the season after going three innings on Tuesday against the Rough Riders, did give up five earned runs. Similar story for Nick Krauth, who gets the ball today for Frisco. He also gave up five earned on Tuesday. This is a rematch in terms of the starting pitchers from the opening game of this series. Krauth struck out four, did give up nine hits. All his runs were in the same inning with a drop fly ball that almost ended the frame and gave up four runs after that drop fly ball. Otherwise, he did not give up a run following that inning, got through the fifth. But was charged for five earned, and so his ERA up to 6.69. Now on the season, he's 1-4 so far in 2023. This is his fifth start since returning from AAA. Well, speaking of pitchers, we'll chat with Noah Bremer here on the pregame show. Made the start a couple days ago. Just made it off Tommy John surgery, so very interesting conversation with the former Washington Husky, a returner to the Rough Riders who pitched with Frisco a couple years ago before the Tommy John surgery. And Noah Bremer is our pregame guest as we continue. A 6:05 start here from Frisco. Noah Bremer joins us next on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
All right, welcome back on the pregame show. It's the Frisco Rough Riders closing out a series on this weekend with the Springfield Cardinals. Noah Bremer joins me on the pregame show. Just joined the AA level, coming off Tommy John surgery. Noah, congratulations making it back to professional baseball. How fun was that? I know you had a few, you know, rookie ball sort of things, but to get back to AA and have a start yesterday, how fun was that for you to get back here?
It was a phenomenal experience. I mean, just to get the call to come here was emotional for me. You know, being 14 months in Arizona doing my rehab was a long time, but you know, those guys in AZ kept my mind right. But you know, it was so fun to be out here. I mean, being here in 21 with the guys we had and finishing as a starter here, then to come back and be like, hey, you're my relief, but then getting the starter call, that was just a phenomenal opportunity. So no, I was happy to be out there. We had a really good crowd, which was good, and a really good team to go up against too. You know, a really well free swinging team, and so to be able to compete against that and really get thrown straight in the fire, I was excited for it. You know, not intimidated, just excited.
Can you take me back to the moment when you knew you needed Tommy John surgery and go back to the beginning of that whole process?
Yeah, so fall in 21, I pitched in Puerto Rico for winter ball. Near the end of my time there, my elbow was barking up. Just wasn't feeling great, pain when I throw. got an MRI after that. That showed kind of like a sprain, you know, maybe a grade one tear. Didn't do anything after that, kind of let it recover. And then throwing program back in AZ, just kind of got going through the throwing program. I got to a distance where I just couldn't take it anymore. The pain was too much. And so I was proud of myself for speaking up. It could have been an easy moment where I just keep yelling to say, all right, I'm just going to throw until this thing goes. And that could have sent me back even further. But, you know, it was a tough thing to come to terms with. But, you know, I was lucky enough to get through my career, you know, up to that point without blowing out. You know, I was averaging 115 pitches as a junior in college, and it's like I threw a lot. Right. So, you know, I'm excited to have a reset and have a new opportunity to really build my body and build my arm the right way this time around. Yeah. So I'm excited about that.
Joined by Noah Bremer here in the pregame show. Baseball players, it's a big part of your identity to be an athlete. For sure. and a baseball guy. When you go through 14 months where you are, I'm not to say you're not a baseball player. Okay. You're still a baseball player, but you're not actively playing. You're not in front of fans. People not recognize you. What kept you going? What kept you in the moment? You know, who were you in that moment? If that's not too deep of a question, what kept you in that time period when you're rehabbing?
Sure. No, that's a phenomenal question. It's the culture that we created in rehab in Arizona. It's a phenomenal group of guys that we all want to get better each day. And that was the thing that I tried to take out of the TJ experience was each day I'm going to get more range of motion. I'm going to get a little bit stronger, and I'm going to keep building and building and building through the whole process. And, you know, obviously my family was a phenomenal support, but the family competitive atmosphere that we created in rehab was a phenomenal experience. Keith Comstock runs a phenomenal ship down there, and he's wise beyond his years. And no, so it's I would say that those guys down there, and just having that the family, being a brotherhood and everything like that in rehab, was definitely what kept me going.
Keith Comstock, who runs the rehab stuff, what's something that fans who maybe haven't heard that name, what does he do that makes it so well and helps you guys out when you're rehabbing?
He puts everything in perspective. You know, he really preaches being where your feet are and buying into your friends, buying into the rehab culture. And you know, he lets us know, like, hey, you're bottom of the totem pole. And you become okay with that because you're surrounded by your peers. Right. And he pushes that for us to go out and enjoy each other, like go out and go to the Lake Pleasant, go enjoy each other's company and stuff like that. So, no, it's he's just a phenomenal resource. Just being in the game for as long as he was, you know, all his stories, just to kind of like keep things light and just know how to deal with certain people. He deals with guys who are 18. I'm 27. You know, like he deals with all of them and handles all of them phenomenally. So, you know, and my favorite thing about him is if you look up the craziest trades in baseball history, he's like number 6 or number 7. He was traded for a bucket of balls and like $100. No, you look it up. It's a hilarious story. Yeah, no, I love that part.
It goes off. Yeah. There's part one of our conversation with Noah Bremer, the pitcher with the Frisco Rough Riders. First pitch at 6:05, starting lineups after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
After two glorious decades of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, it's time to celebrate the 20th anniversary weekend. In the first 3 days of September, Riders Field will travel back in time to 2003 with a blast from the past spectacular. Come out to the ballpark for throwback giveaways Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd, with an alumni autograph session on Saturday. Many former players will be at Riders Field for the 20th anniversary weekend, so book your tickets now to make sure you're here too. Let's ride!
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
The final game of the series here from Riders Field. So glad that you're joining us on the Riders Baseball Network. Here are the starting lineups for both of these teams. In fact, we'll get to them after this break, starting the national anthem coming up. So we'll step aside and come back with first pitch and the starting lineups when we return. 6:05 first pitch between the Rough Riders and Cardinals on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Luis Angel Acuña wins it for the Rough Riders.
Up to the wall, and that ball is out of here. Chris sees homers again.
Nick Tanelu with his second homer of the inning.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a drive, deep right field. It's long gone for a grand slam.
And Acuña hammers a breaking ball deep to left field. This one is grand.
A fly ball into left center field with some carry. Acuña to the warning track. It's out of here!
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
It's the series finale between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Springfield Cardinals on this very warm but gorgeous day in Frisco, Texas. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Riders Field. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. As the Rough Riders and the Cardinals meet for the final time of this series, Josh, let's take a look at those starting lineups.
All right, thank you, Zach. Starting with Jose Lahare's crew of the Cardinals, Justin Turner leads off the center fielder. Then it's Nick Dunn batting second. Jacob Buschberger, Chandler Redmond, the cleanup hitter. Pedro Páez catches, bats fifth. Irving Lopez, LJ Jones, Arquímedes Gamboa, and Jose Alvarez, the starters. And for the Rough Riders, it's Evan Carter, Luis Angel Acuña, and Brad Miller, the first three hitters for the Rough Riders.
All right, we'll get the rest of the starting lineups coming up after the top of this first inning. Here's the first pitch of the ball game from Nick Krauth. It's cut on and missed by Justin Turner, and it's 0-1. We are on the way for this one with 6:05 of the game's first pitch. Justin Turner, who's been all over the lineup in this series, back in for the left side, and the 0-1 is cut on and missed again. It's 0-2. Krauth gets ahead with a high fastball. Turner just hitting 157 on the season in 41 games. He's 3-for-15 so far in this series. The Rough Riders winning each of the last two games in the set. Krauth winds back in the 0-2. High off the outside corner, it's 1-2. And the Rough Riders with an opportunity to split the series with a victory today. They lost the first three, having won the last two, a chance to split. Krauth readies in the 1-2. Outside, it's 2-2. Now, Justin Turner to be followed by Nick Dunn and Jacob Buschberger. This has been a very effective middle part of the order this series for Springfield. Krauth squares his shoulders towards his own dugout on the third base side. He winds back with a glove over the hat and the pitch. Down low and inside, we're full at 3-2 on Turner. So it'll be very important for Krauth to neutralize Nick Dunn and the rest of this order. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him for strike three. One upstairs with a fastball, and Nick Krauth picks up the strikeout on the first batter he sees. Justin Turner down on strikes Nick Dunn, the batter. Dunn is second in the Texas League in batting average in June, hitting .375 this month. He's batting .310 on the year in 57 games, and he's batting .360 in this series, 9-for-25. The stretch of the pitch. Inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. He's doubled four times in this series, including a double yesterday. The 0-1, he fouls it straight back, and it's one ball, or make it 0-2 now on Dunn. Let's take a look at the defense behind Nick Crowth. It's Brad Miller in left, Evan Carter in center, and Kellen Strom in right field. Chris Cease has third base. Luis Angel Acuna is the Rough Riders shortstop today. The 0-2 pitch. Swinging a line drive down the third baseline. It drops in fair, rolling on the corner, and it's cut off by Brad Miller. He fires it back in, but Nick Dunn has himself a two-strike single the opposite way. Chris Cease, the third baseman, was playing off the third base line, and Dunn just fitted in down the left side. Another hit for him. He's now 10-for-26 in the series. And Nick Crowth deals with right-handed batting Jacob Buschberger, who's 9-for-22 with two homers and six runs batted in this series. Double play depth up the middle, and the initial pitch just over for a strike at the bottom of the zone, and it's 0-1. Rest of the Rough Riders defense, it's Thomas Sujacy at second, Trevor Hover at first, and Liam Hicks is the Rough Riders catcher for Nick Crowth today. A Concord, California native from the stretch, and the 0-1. Check swing and a pitch away. He was able to hold. It's one ball and one strike. Crowth, 23 years old, 6'3", 170 pounds. He's out of UConn, where he spent his final season in college in 2020. 1-1 pitch. Low and outside. It's two balls and one strike. Was then signed as a non-drafted free agent by the Rangers organization. Pitched in 2021 with Low A down east, in 2022 with High A Hickory, and now here in Double A with Frisco in 2023. He's also made three appearances with Triple A Round Rock. 2-1 offering. Outside to Buschberger, and it's three balls and one strike with a runner at first, no score, and one out in the top of the first inning. Our first pitch temperature today, 99 degrees. With a feels like of 110, humidity at 42%. It's a toasty one in Frisco. The 3-1 toss. Outside for ball four, and there are two aboard with one out. Charlie Welling is our home plate umpire today. Ben Engstrand, our first base umpire, and Nate Diedrich is our third base umpire. Three-man Texas League umpiring crew looking to avoid the Philippics so far throughout this series from both dugouts. Stretch in the pitch. Fouled straight back. It's 0-1 on Redmond. Redmond has a homer in this series. He leads the league with 19. Also paces the league with 56 runs batted in. Runners at first and second. One out in the inning. Crowth looking for a ground ball. The 0-1. Swinging a ground ball. Foul back behind home. Well, looking for one the other direction. It's 0-2 now on Redmond. Rough Riders winning in each of the last two games, 8-5 and then 11-7 last night. Rough Riders hitting a season-high four home runs yesterday, including three in the fifth inning. Crowth ready from the stretch. Looks back towards second, the 0-2. Swinging a foul back to the netting, and it's still one ball. Or make it no balls and two strikes. Rough Riders will certainly look to get their bats going in this game today, just like they were able to do in the last two. Eight runs without the aid of a homer two nights ago, but it was long ball heaven for the Rough Riders yesterday. Crowth stretches in the 0-2. In the air, foul left side. Still 0-2. Wonderful crowd on board here at Riders Field today. Both out in the Lazy River and in the Seating Bowl. We're expecting one of the biggest crowds out of a non-education day on the season in Frisco. And if you are to look around the ballpark, Here's the stretch and the 0-2. Swinging a ground ball, chopped foul to the right side off the facing of the Cardinals' dugout. It's still 0-2. If you look around the ballpark, you can find exactly where giant clusters of fans are simply by looking for the shade that is offered here in Riders Field, especially when you look out at the berm area. There are very few brave souls out in the sunlight. For the most part, everyone's in the shade. Stretch, and Kraut tries the 0-2 again. Swinging a ground ball up the first baseline and foul. And it's still 0-2.
I'll tell you what, the fans who are in the sun, though, any home run balls that way, there's much fewer, you know, fewer people fighting for those home run souvenirs. So it's a give and take. Do you want to be in the shade, or you want to increase your chances of a home run ball?
With the number of people that are out there, though, the swarm is coming.
Yeah.
You better make the play on the first bounce.
Yeah. You hope it's a line drive. You don't have time to get there.
The 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him upstairs. Kraut strikes out his second of the inning with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball above the belt. Out number two, both via strikeout. Two aboard with two out, and Pedro Páez stands in. He elevated the fastball for the strikeout. Páez, 4-for-13 in this series with a homer and four knocked in. Kraut trying to hold the Cardinals off the scoreboard in this first inning, and the offering in. Flicks just low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Páez on the season hitting .289 this year with eight home runs and 40 knocked in. No batting gloves, right-handed batter. The 1-0. A check swing, foul at the plate, and it's 1-1. The Rough Riders, as they do every home Sunday, wearing their throwback uniforms back to 2003. His franchise first began. It's the 20-year anniversary this year. It's a great look on this Sunday. Always look very good in the sunshine. The 1-1. Check swing and a pitch inside. He went around, and it's 1-2. Kraut about to throw his 25th pitch of the first inning and trying to escape this jam. Nick Dunn singled, and Jacob Buschberger walked, and that's put two aboard. Páez calls time and steps out. Reinserts his right foot back into the back of the right-handed batter's box. He's ready to go. Kraut is too as he comes to a stop at the chest with the glove. And a 1-2. Fastball, strike, three called. Got him over the heart of the plate at the knees. Nick Kraut strikes out the side and strands a couple base runners in the first inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, and two left on base. Into the bottom of the first inning. Our score, it's the Springfield Cardinals nothing, and the Rough Riders up next on the Riders Baseball Network. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Great crowd aboard for what has been a good start to this game so far for the Rough Riders here in Frisco, Texas. It's the Cardinals nothing, and the Rough Riders coming to the plate against Kenny Hernandez. It's Evan Carter leading things off for the Rough Riders, followed by Luis Angel Acuna and Brad Miller. Middle third of the order, Thomas Sujacy, Aaron Zavala, and Kellen Strom. And then the bottom third, Trevor Hover, Liam Hicks, and Chris Cease for Frisco. Here's the windback by Hernandez, the left-hander's pinch. Is chopped up the middle. The second baseman, Dunn, can't get it. It's into center field. Evan Carter around first. He's on his way to second. The throw is not in time. Justin Turner was just jogging to that baseball in right center field, and the center fielder looked in, realized Carter had turned first and on his way to second base, and it's a hustle double for Evan Carter to begin the ball game. Well, there are so many things we've talked about with Evan Carter this year, about his baseball instincts, about his ability to field, about his ability to do all the things that are outside of what you see in the box score. And that was case in point right there. He starts at second base, and Acuna at the plate. The first pitch captures the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. How many times have we seen Evan Carter make a great base-running play during the limited time that we've seen him this year? It's been pretty incredible. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Inside edge for a strike, and it's 0-2. It's the fifth double of the season for Carter. The extra base hits have eluded him a little bit so far in the early part of the season, but he's starting to come around. Stretch, and the 0-2. Acuna watches low in the dirt, and it's one ball and two strikes. Well, it's Crayola Experience Day here at the ballpark, along with Kids Sunday Fun Day, and we're doing something a little bit special up on the video board. We had a bunch of kids draw the Rough Riders players' headshots. And if you're watching on the stream, you can see Luis Angel Acuna's headshot there. That's a pretty good one.
That's not a bad photo, or drawing, you know.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss, and a ball down in the dirt for strike three. Páez blocks and fires down to first to complete the strikeout. Hernandez has the first out on a K. One away, and Brad Miller steps in. And Brad Miller yesterday with a solo home run. His first of his rehab appearance with the Rough Riders. He homered last year as well in his rehab stint with Frisco. Carter leads from second. Stretch, and the left-hander fires home. Bottom of the zone for a called strike, and it's 0-1. I will say Acuna's is good. Brad Miller's is pretty good as well up on the video board right now. But some of them...
Some of them what, Zach? Some of them what?
We'll leave it at that.
Okay.
The 0-1. Just outside. It's one ball and one strike. If you're watching on the stream, you can see Brad Miller's headshot. Got his Rangers hat in there.
The logo on the Rangers is exquisite.
Oh, yeah.
They did the little dimple in the middle of the T. Well done.
Hernandez ready from the stretch. The pitch. High off the outside corner.
I wouldn't do any better. Drawing skills on my part, 1 out of 10. I'm guessing you're decent.
No, not at all.
No, don't be shy.
1-2 on Miller. The pitch. He swings, puts it high in the air to shallow center field. It's the shortstop going back. And Gamboa's there to make the catch. Two outs for Thomas Sujacy. So J.C. homered yesterday as well, his 10th of the year. That leads the club. He's on a 13-game hitting streak, the longest by any Rough Riders player on the season. Fourth in the league in RBIs. More than likely, he's going to be the Texas League Player of the Week this week. He's leading the league this week so far in a lot of different categories. He takes the first pitch on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. 11 for 18 in the series, with 4 extra base hits, 6 RBIs, 5 runs scored. Hernandez readies and deals. There's a fly ball down the right field line. Alvarez coming in towards the line. Overran it, and he couldn't find it. It drops in. Carter comes in to score. Sejacy's into second with an RBI double. A 14-game hitting streak for Thomas Sejacy on a ball that Alvarez lost in the sunshine in right field and overran. Well, the Rough Riders strike first, and Sejacy picks up a hit in his 14th consecutive game thanks to a little sunlight in right field. It's the second Rough Riders double in this inning, and Sejacy has his third double of the series. Here's Aaron Zavala, now left-handed batter. And the initial pitch. He watches just outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Well, Alvarez started running towards the line. Looked like he was pretty confident about it as well. And then at the last possible second, he just pulled up and watched it fall behind him. Time called to the pitching coach, Eric Peterson, going to go out and chat with Hernandez to calm him down a little bit.
Well, there was a game a couple days ago where the Guardians had to use one of their catchers out in right field. And this isn't the exact same thing, but Alvarez is one of the catchers for Springfield. He does get a fair amount of time in right field. This is his 17th start this year, but he's split time between catching, left field, first base, designated hitter, and been a catcher most of his minor league career, and splitting time in the outfield. But it's just tough as an outfielder dealing with the sun.
Especially out in right field. That sun's right in your eyes. Aaron Zavala, left-handed batter, we're ready to go. Here's the stretch and the 1-0 pitch. Swinging a line drive to left center field. That one's down for a hit. So JC around third. He scores easily, and the Riders lead 2-0. RBI single for Aaron Zavala. His third RBI of the series. Kellen Strong to the dish. Strong, right-handed batter. Hernandez ready from the stretch, and he fires. High off the outside corner. It's one ball and no strikes. Kenny Hernandez, pitcher with Amarillo the last few years. He's 6'1", 197 pounds, 25 years old out of David, Panama. The throw goes over to first, and Zavala's back in safely. With Springfield this year, he's 7-2 with a 5.29 ERA. Making his 14th appearance on the year, it's his 13th start. 63 innings, he struck out 56 and walked 30. The pitch, Zavala takes off, fouled straight back. It's one ball and one strike. Hernandez started in the opener of this series. In fact, this is a direct rematch between these two. He allowed 5 runs over his 3 innings on 5 hits, striking out 6 and walking 3. And an eventual loss for Frisco. He readies from the stretch in the 1-1. Strom swings, grounds it foul left side, not by much. It's one ball and two strikes. Hernandez has seen plenty of the Rough Riders over the years. He's making his 9th appearance against the Rough Riders and his 6th start. 2-1 over the course of his career with a 3.94 ERA. He stretches in the 1-2. Strom swings and misses for strike 3, and they're 2 away. Or beg your pardon, that's the final out of the inning. Rough Riders get 2 runs, though, on 3 hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. RBI hits for Sejacy and Zavala. It's 2-0 Riders to the top of the second on the Riders Baseball Network. You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing. The young men who work for Carpetech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpetech.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening, too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
We're at the top of the second inning. It's the Rough Riders 2 and the Cardinals nothing. Happy you're with us on this beautiful Sunday in Frisco, Texas. It's just shy of 100 degrees, just north of downtown Dallas. Nick Krauth threw 25 pitches in the first inning. It looks for a bit of a smoother one here in the second. Irving Lopez stands in, and the first pitch to the left-handed batter from the righty is low in the zone. It's one ball and no strikes. Irving Lopez, LJ Jones, Arquimenez Gamboa, the 3-2 up in this second inning for the Cardinals. The wind back in the pitch, fouled away back behind home to our left, and it's one ball and one strike. Well, a seating bowl to our left is almost entirely filled, and the seating bowl to our right will soon be filled once the sun goes down. The 1-1 is cut on and missed to the top of the zone, and it's 1-2. Can't say I blame anyone for not wanting to sit down in the sunshine here in this heat. It's funny how there were parts of the seating bowl to our left that were not filled. The 1-2. Line foul left side. It's still one ball and two strikes. And now since the shade has covered that area, people are coming down from the concourse and filling their seats. It's a wonderful crowd here on this Sunday in Frisco. Krauth looks over the top of his glove. And the 1-2. Swinging a tapper back to the hill. Krauth's got it. And he fires on to first for the out. Well, Lopez is the first out of the second. 2-0 our score. Frisco leads it. And Jones, the designated hitter, bats now for Springfield. Well, Krauth looking for a bounce-back start. He's had a tough go at it, allowing exactly 5 runs in each of his last 4 outings for the Rough Riders. There's the wind back in the righty's pinch. A ground ball to third. Cease backs up on it, backhands, and unleashes a strong throw to first across the diamond in time. 2 outs. Well, when you throw 25 pitches in the first inning, what's the best way to come on back? Well, how about 6 pitches for the first 2 outs of the frame? Riders lead 2-0 in the top of the second inning. Arquimedes Gamboa bats now for the left side as a switch hitter. Krauth's pitch. Gamboa takes to the top of the zone for a strike. It's 0-1. Saw Gamboa in the leadoff spot the last 2 days. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Another elevated fastball, and it's 0-2. See him in the 7th spot. Now seeing him in the 8th spot here in the order. Open stance left side. Krauth rocks in the 0-2. Swing and a foul back into Hicks's glove for strike 3. It's a 1-2-3. Second inning for Nick Krauth. 4 strikeouts for him through 2 frames. Riders lead 2-0 into the home half of the second inning from Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minisfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the second inning, Rough Riders and Cardinals doing battle for the final time in this six-game series. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. It's 2-0. Rough Riders lead it. Bottom third of the order due up against Kenny Hernandez, who winds and fires to Trevor Hover. Fits it on the outside corner at the letters for a strike. It's 0-1. Trevor Hover, Liam Hicks, and Chris Cease, the batters. The 0-1. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball, and it's 0-2. Hover coming off a very good day at the plate. He went 2-for-4 with a homer. Scored 3 times, a new season high for him. He scored 6 times in this series alone. Stands in from the left side against the southpaw Hernandez. The 0-2. Low and outside in the dirt. It's 1-2. Rough Riders looking for a series split with a victory today and already in a good spot with 2 runs in the first inning. Been one of the best teams at scoring runs in the first inning in the league this year. Hernandez the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He strikes him out. Third strikeout for Hernandez. The breaking ball on the outer end. One out for Hicks. Coming into this game today, the Rough Riders were sitting at fourth in the Texas League in first inning runs. The pitch fouled straight back. It's 0-1, but just to give you an idea of how close it is, their 2 runs put them up to third in the Texas League in first inning runs. Midland leads the way with 57. Frisco now with 47. The 0-1. Hit off the hands. Foul back to the screen again, and it's 0-2. Now on the Rough Riders catcher with Frisco leading 2-0. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batting catcher. The 0-2. Breaking ball down low and inside. It's 1-2. Tough at bat for both Hicks and Hover. This left on left with Hernandez. He takes a deep breath. He's back into his windup and he offers in. Swinging a ground ball, third base side and foul. 1-2 still on the catcher. Left-handers have had a much tougher time against Hernandez than righties have, with righties hitting 303, lefties at 208 against the southpaw. Time call. Hicks wanted a second to think about this next pitch. Seen a little bit of a dip in that strong batting average from when he came up initially, but still been very productive at the plate for the Rough Riders. The 1-2. Swinging a fly ball, foul left side. And still 1-2. He's been one of the toughest men in this Rough Riders order to strike out. Hicks has walked 14 times to just 11 strikeouts as he takes low and away. 2-2. He's the only player on the team that has significant playing time that has walked more than he has struck out this year. 2-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball foul at the plate, and it's still 2-2. He He's 1-for-6 in this series with 2 walks and an RBI double a couple nights ago. Found that last one off his foot, and he takes a little walk around home plate to try and shake it off. One out, base is clear. Riders lead 2-0 on an RBI double from Thomas Ojese. That was sun-aided, and an RBI single from Aaron Zavala, both coming in the first. Hernandez likes the second pitch he's offered by his catcher, Pajes, and the 2-2 is swinging a soft roller over to first. Redmond underhand flip to Hernandez, who just beats Hicks to the bag. And there are 2 outs. 9-hole hitting Chris Cease stands in. Looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0-for-6 with a walk. Cease playing in his 48th game of the year, playing at third base defensively. Started the season off as a shortstop and then out to left field and now mostly at third base. They'll get the occasional start at short when they don't want Luis Angel Acuña to be playing another day in the field. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Down low and inside of the dirt, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Rough Riders lead 2-0 in the bottom half of the second. Sees slightly open stance, right side. Hernandez peers in for his sign. He's got it. The 1-0. Cease raises his hands on a fastball that simmers inside. It's 2 balls and no strikes.
I'll tell you the thing that's helped Cease be so versatile defensively. It's that arm strength. We saw it last half inning in that throw from third.
2-0. Outside corner of the knees, a strike, and it's 2-1.
2-1, every shortstop can have a good arm, but a lot of the throws from third base are even longer than where a shortstop would be. And then as a left fielder, obviously that helps to have a strong arm too.
2-1. Breaking ball slips across the outside edge of strike 2-2.
There's a lot of things you got to do each defensive position to really be effective, but the one thing that'll carry you at any position is you have a strong arm and you can play a lot of places.
The pitch. Strike 3 called. Got him on the upper edge, inside corner, and both pitchers throw 1-2-3 innings in the second. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Rough Riders lead 2-0. The top of the third inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
In the top half of the third inning, it's 2-0 Rough Riders. For the play-by-play, here's Josh Warden.
Thank you, Zach. The Rough Riders in front here in the final game of this series. Final game, these two teams will play against each other all season long. Nick Crouth against Jose Alvarez in the top of the third inning. 2-0 Rough Riders. 9-1 two hitters coming up to face Crouth. The two-run lead. Crouth into the wind, and the first pitch is bunted, or at least Alvarez attempted to do so. He did make contact just barely and fouled it behind home plate and strike one. Well, just one series between these two clubs. They are in opposite divisions. Springfield in the north and Frisco in the southern division here in the Texas League. The 1-0 is in on the hands, or the 0-1, I should say. That makes the count one ball and one strike to Jose Alvarez. Speaking of the Texas League, he was in this league last year, but for Corpus Christi. The 1-1 is just off the outside half. And a 2-1 count to the former Hook in the Houston Astros organization. Jose Alvarez was a Rule 5 draft pick to go from the Astros organization to the Cardinals last offseason. The 2-1 is slash foul down the right side. And two balls, two strikes to Jose Alvarez. Came in to replace Springfield's catcher from a year ago. Now, Alvarez is not just a catcher. After all, he's starting in right field today, but he is in the catching rotation for the Cardinals. A 2-2 pitch, swung on, a hard grounder toward second, snared by Sajacy, running to his left, turns around, makes the play on a jog towards right field from the grass, and Thomas Sajacy flashes the leather. Nice looking play from Tommy, who already has the RBI double today to put the Rough Riders in front, and then he makes a nice defensive effort to retire the first man in the third inning. Now it's Justin Turner, the batter, with one out, the base is empty, 2-0 Frisco. The pitch swung on, a liner right towards short, bounces into the glove of Acuna. He fields it backing up and throws in time. Not an easy play for Luis Angel Acuna to snare that one on a 98-mile-an-hour missile that bounced several feet in front of him, came up near his face. And he was able to eyeball it into his glove. And with his feet straddling the back of the infield, he retires Turner, and there's two outs. Base is empty for Nick Dunn. Nick Krauth into the wind, and the first pitch swung on again, fouled away. And it's 0-1. Frisco 2, Springfield 0. Cardinals had a catcher last year by the name of Julio Rodriguez. No, not that one. The 0-1 is swung on and fouled away. But now Jose Alvarez comes in to kind of replace him, be part of their catcher's assortment with the Cardinals. Rodriguez now in the Detroit Tigers organization. And, of course, the other, Julio Rodriguez with the Mariners. The 0-2 swung on and missed. Nick Krauth goes almost effortlessly through the third inning. Two groundouts and a strikeout in the third. And he goes 1-2-3 yet again, only allowed two base runners today. And he has retired eight in a row. We're halfway through the third inning. Frisco leads it 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This is Ryan Garcia, and we're welcoming you back to the Riders Baseball Network.
A 2-0 advantage for the Frisco Rough Riders at home, looking for a 3-game winning streak. And we make our way to the bottom of the third inning. Top of the order coming out for the Rough Riders. Evan Carter starts things off, the number one prospect in the Rangers organization, followed by number three prospect Luis Angel Acuna, and then the major league rehabber Brad Miller will bat third in the third inning. Rough Riders up 2-0. Infield splayed over to the right, to the left-hand hitting Carter. First pitch, a check swing. It slides outside from Kenny Hernandez, and ball one. Hernandez could have had a zero on the board, but a sun-aided double in the first inning. 1-0, breaking ball, gets Carter to swing and miss. Thomas to J.C., lofted a fly ball into right, fell into the grass. That scored a run, and Aaron Zavala had a two-out RBI as well. Those are the two runs today. The 1-1 is inside on a two-seam fastball that nearly caught the belt buckle of Evan Carter, and it's 2-1. And this has helped Frisco put themselves in position for a three-game winning streak to close out the series. The 2-1, a slider that's outside. Ball three, and it's 3-1. This series started out pretty arduous for the Rough Riders, losing the first three games, including a two-run home run in the ninth inning on Tuesday. The 3-1 pitch is outside. Goes a fastball away and tries to alternate corners, and Kenny Hernandez missed inside, missed outside, and now ball four to Evan Carter, a five-pitch walk to lead off the inning. And now Luis Angel Acuna, the batter. 2-0 Frisco, nobody out, runner at first for the Rough Riders, who gave up the go-ahead home run on Tuesday to open the series with two outs and two strikes in the ninth inning. And then never held a lead Wednesday or Thursday, but since then they have not lost, winning two in a row and leading today. A throw over to first. Carter gets back late, and he's tagged out, a pickoff. And Evan Carter, who is taking a pretty sizable lead from first base, is unable to get back in time. He is picked off on the 1-3 putout, and there's one away. So Acuna now at the plate with the bases empty and one down. Right after Carter given a free pass and taken off the base paths. Acuna grounds the first pitch up the middle. The backhand attempt by Dunn. It's under his glove and into center field. The second baseman had to work quickly and barely got near that ball and tried to reach down for it. Elected not to dive for it. After all, Acuna's so fast, he might not have had time to dive and get up with it had he making a leap for it. He couldn't get his glove down to the turf in time. And it goes up the middle for a base hit. Acuna credited with a single on the play up the middle. And now it's Brad Miller to the plate. First pitch to Miller is high and ball one. So one pitch after the Rough Riders have a runner taken off of first base on a pickoff. They put one right back there. A single up the middle. One down and one on for the Rough Riders. 2-0 Frisco. Hernandez looks at first, looks home, looks back at first. He comes home, and a slider that misses the lower inside corner. Two balls and no strikes to Brad Miller. Miller went 2-for-4 yesterday, a home run on an 0-2 pitch. To lead off the fifth inning was followed by Thomas Ajayi, also homering. First couple of three home runs that inning. A fastball cuts the plate, strike one on Brad Miller. Two balls, one strike, one out for the Rough Riders. Still almost 2 hours away from sunset here in Frisco. And the last home game until the 4th of July. Hope to see you here, whether that day or the rest of the way in the Midland Series in early July. The 2-1 to Miller. Swings and a ground ball towards second. Dunn is up with it. Sidearms to Gamboa. The shortstop back to first. In time for the twin killing, and the inning is over. The Rough Riders only have one hitter retired in this inning, but Kenny Hernandez faces the minimum with a pickoff and a double play. And Frisco is scoreless in the third. We head on to the fourth. The Rough Riders lead it 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Baseball may be a game with an extensive history, but on July 9th at Riders Field, we celebrate something that goes back even further, a lot further. Join us Sunday, July 9th for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company. Fans can explore a world hundreds of millions of years old with animatronic dinosaurs and Mesozoic era themes. Kids can participate in a fossil dig by the playgrounds, and there'll be plenty of photo ops for everyone who comes out to catch the game. Get your tickets for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company on July 9th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
After a 25-pitch first inning for Nick Krauth, he has only thrown 18 since then across two innings. Been much more efficient for the right-hander out of UConn. He's facing the middle of the order for the Springfield Cardinals in the fourth inning. Through three innings from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, the Springfield Cardinals with no runs on one hit, no errors, and the Frisco Rough Riders with two runs on four hits and no errors. Jacob Buschberger, the three-hole hitter, readies for the first pitch from Krauth, the breaking ball. Right down the heart of the plate in strike one. Buschberger 4-for-4 yesterday. Has not been retired since Friday's game. A walk earlier today. The 0-1. He watches it low, and it's 1-1. A home run, a double yesterday, a walk. Ironically, his hardest hit ball today was his single at 107 miles an hour. 1-1, a check swing. He did go around. And strike two on Jacob Buschberger. Fastball that got him to wave at it. He's leading the team this series in RBIs with six of them is Jacob Buschberger. 9-for-22, including a double, two home runs, and has the best slugging percentage on the team this week here in Frisco with those three extra base hits. 727, the slugging percentage. That's good. Here's the 1-2. Swings and flies it backwards for a foul ball. He's leading off here in the fourth. He'll be followed by Chandler Redmond, the league leader in home runs, and then Pedro Páez, who had his own home run back on Tuesday. The 1-2 offering to Buschberger. Breaking ball. He lines it up the middle. Good patience from Buschberger. He singles to center. He was reading breaking ball, waited on it, swung at the right time, and just placed it right back where it came from for a base hit. A slider that was down the center of the plate in the low part of the zone. And Buschberger singles to bring up Chandler Redmond. 2-0 Rough Riders in the fourth inning. Sunny Sunday afternoon. We'll call it evening. Feels like afternoon. First pitch to Redmond is inside for a ball. Chandler Redmond, who leads the Texas League in home runs, and that's not all. He leads any AA league. There's two other leagues with 10 more teams apiece, and he leads all the leagues, all of AA, in homers with 19. The 1-0, a big cut, grounder towards first, and foul under the glove of Trevor Hover up the right field side, and Kellen Strom will jog in to retrieve it. That's a typical thing for corner outfielders. You've got an extra job in that spot, the left fielder or the right fielder, is that any soft ground ball up the right side or left side, it's going to carom towards you, and there's no ball boy up the corner like there are in some major league stadiums. So Kellen Strom or Aaron Zavala or Brad Miller, whoever the corner outfielders are, have to jog a long ways, go get the ball, toss it into the stands, jog back where they were. Here's the 1-1. Redmond, a late cut. He did go around. A back pick towards first. Not in time. The Buschberger is safe. Chandler Redmond did make an attempt at that ball, so it should be 1-2, unless they say he did not swing. They put up 2-1 on the scoreboard. Yeah, he did not swing. Two balls in the strike. I thought he went around. But they say no swing. Here's the 2-1 from Nick Krauth. Breaking ball cut on and missed. Redmond looking to swing at that one and put it not just in the outfield, but out of his solar system. He takes some huge hacks. Two balls, two strikes. Time is called by Redmond. Nobody out. Runner at first for the Cardinals. 2-0 Rough Riders. Outfield playing pretty deep, especially the corner outfielders, to Chandler Redmond. The 2-2 offering from Krauth. Fastball whacked high and deep to right field. Kellen Strom running back to the warning track, to the wall, and she's out of here. Chandler Redmond ties the ball game on a two-run blast, and he is the first AA player this season to reach 20 home runs in 2023. Just over the wall in right center field to the fans of the HEB family lawn, Chandler Redmond blasted out at 96 miles an hour on a fastball pretty much right down the middle. Got his barrel out in time and whacked it to right center for the homer. First pitch to Pedro Páez is fouled back. Still nobody out. Top of the fourth inning and a tie ball game at two runs apiece.
That's only the third home run that Nick Crouth has allowed this year. That hasn't been a problem for him.
Yeah. And the only runs allowed today for Nick. The 0-1 offering. He swung on late and missed on a fastball underneath the zone. Strike two. Time is called by Páez. Speaking of those ground balls up the foul territory that the corner outfielders have to jog in and retrieve during dead balls, there's been a sort of game within a game this series. You're always looking for what's the sort of extra matchup that makes these games interesting. Here's the 0-2 to Páez. It's high for ball one. Whenever Carlos Cardoza is in the third base coaching box, the manager for the Rough Riders, as well as the third base coach, who's a recurring theme this week. The 1-2 to Páez is outside, 2-2 the count with nobody out and the base is empty. There's been two or three times this week where a ground ball's up the third base side, skips off the wall into shallow left field, kind of in between Cardoza, the third base coach, and the left fielder. The 2-2 to Páez, swung on and missed. Crouth gets him to chase a pitch buried beneath the zone, a fastball low, and Páez fishes, doesn't come up with it, strike three. Sixth strikeout of the evening for Nick Crouth.
His season high was four coming into this game.
Six is more than four, I can tell you that much.
And through three and a third innings, yeah, too.
Irving Lopez is next, 0-for-1 of the day with a ground out. Base is empty and one away. Crouth winds and comes home. Breaking ball laced back up the middle and a base hit that lands in shallow center and fielded by Evan Carter. It's a one-out single for Irving Lopez on a fastball down the heart of the plate. And he's aboard for L.J. Jones the fourth. 2-2 tie in the top of the fourth. Both teams with two runs on four hits and no errors. Well, whenever those ground balls go past Carlos Cardoza, he's always the nice guy, and he wants to be the one to go get them. And so many times the corner outfielders have to come in and retrieve those foul balls that he likes to do it for them. First pitch to Jones is low and away. And there's been two or three times this series where Carlos, the Rough Riders manager, sees a ground ball get into shallow left, and he holds his hand out to the left fielder and starts to jog towards it. And the left fielder says, no, I got it. And Carlos says, no, I got it. And the left fielder says, no, I got it. And they both jog towards it, towards each other, the 1-0. A ground ball toward short, Acuna fields, underhands to second, so JC on to first, easily in time. A 6-4-3 twin killing, and the inning is over. Two runs in for the Cardinals to tie the game. Finish that thought. Every time the left fielder wins that battle, Cardoza has not gotten any of those. And that's okay. He just tries to be nice. Well, a 2-2 tie and a home run by Chandler Redmond. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993. Or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
21, can you do something for me?
21. We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Thomas Ajayi steps in to begin the bottom of the fourth inning. A 2-2 tie between the Rough Riders and the Cardinals. First pitch from Kenny Hernandez is down the middle. A check swing from Ajayi. It was a strike. And it's 0-1 to Thomas, who has a double today, his third of the series and his 12th hit of the week. The 0-1 breaking ball is hit hard on the ground, foul, skips over Carlos Cardoza into shallow left, and this time he just lets it go, and the left fielder Lopez will get it. It went too far for Cardoza to be the one to go retrieve that one. There's some of those right in between where he'll try to go get it. The foul ball for Sejacy. Had so many hits this year, he's leading the team with a 309 average, and he helps his case out by playing almost every day. The 0-2 to Thomas, he swings and fouls it right back. Today is his 67th game played of the year. He's only missed one. The only player in the Texas League with more games played is Yorba Vivas with 68 games. A pitch to Sejacy, down and in. 1-2 the count. They appealed, but he did not swing. Tommy went 3-for-4 yesterday, a home run, a double, and a walk. He actually had a hit in every inning in which he had an at-bat. The only time he got out is when he had a single and a flyout in the second inning. The 1-2, he swings and flies it to right field. Alvarez looking up into the sun. This time he sees it better, and he makes the catch. Twice, Sejacy has fly to the right fielder. One of them Alvarez saw, that one right there. And one of them he did not. The RBI double back in the first inning. But there's one out now for Aaron Zavala. The Rough Riders putting two runs on the board back in the first inning. They have not scored the last couple of innings. Meanwhile, Springfield did not score its first three innings, but they had a two-run home run by Chandler Redmond last inning. First pitch to Zavala's fouled away, third base side, and it's 0-1. Zavala celebrating his 23rd birthday yesterday. Did draw a walk and scored, and the best play of the night is diving catch in left field. Going headlong for a line drive. The 0-1 pitch is lined up the middle. A grounder right in front of Dunn. Bounces once, he fields and throws in time on a looper that hung up in the air for a while, but never got more than 10 to 15 feet off the ground. And Nick Dunn makes the play. A 4-3 ground out, two outs. Kellen Strong, the batter. Frisco 2, Springfield 2. In the bottom half of the fourth inning here in the series finale. Strom hitting from the right side. And before seeing the first pitch, he calls for time and then points back to the dugout. And there's something on the ground. Trip Keister gets it back in the dugout. Now we're ready to go. Kenny Hernandez into the wind, and the southpaw comes home. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Kellen Strom couldn't find the curveball elevated. Strike one. Strom struck out his first at-bat back in the first inning. The 0-1 offering to Kellen. And another check swing. This time he did go. And it's 0-2 on Strom. Right fielder today. Trevor Hover is on deck if the inning gets to him. But there are two outs and nobody on. Each team with two runs so far on a pair of two-run innings, one for each team. The 0-2 pitch from Kenny Hernandez is down and in. Strom thought about swinging but held back. The shadows creeping towards fair territory on the infield. A decent chunk of left field shrouded, but most of the playing surface in the sun still. Sunset about 8:40 tonight. The 1-2 to Strom. He takes a swing, a high bouncer left side of the infield. Hernandez fields off the mound, throws falling away towards third, and he makes the play. What an effort by the pitcher, Kenny Hernandez, who got almost all the way to the third base bag by the time he threw that ball. And it's a 1-3 put out to end the inning. 1-2-3 for Kenny Hernandez. And the Rough Riders and Cardinals are still tied 2-2. Zach Bigley returns on the call in the fifth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. A 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Theo McDowell, the Rough Riders pitcher, as we go to the top of the fifth inning. Nick Crouth done in his four innings of work. He allowed just two runs on the two-run home run from Chandler Redmond. So his final line, four innings, two runs, both earned on four hits. He struck out a season-high six and walked one. Archimedes Gamboa, the first man he faces, 8-9-1 in the Springfield order, tied at two. And the first pitch, Gamboa watches it sizzle high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Fastball and curveball combination for Theo McDowell. He peels back in the 1-0. Outside, two balls, no strikes. Well, the Rough Riders don't get a five-inning start out of another starting pitcher in this tough little stretch for the Rough Riders starters. 2-0. Check swing, ground ball foul at the plate, and it's 2-1. Mejia was good yesterday as a starting pitcher for Frisco, going three shutout innings, but the Rough Riders have had a tough time with their starters over the last 11. 2-1. Down low and inside, it's 3-1. Frisco starters entering into this game had an 8.84 ERA during that stretch. And the Rough Riders starters have an ERA above 7 in the month of June. 3-1 pitch. Check swing on a pitch down low and inside, goes all the way back to the backstop. It's ball four. Gamboa draws a walk to lead off the fifth inning, and Jose Alvarez steps in. We're tied at two at the top of the fifth. The good news is the bullpen has been very good in the month of June. As we see our first man out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders, a 3.88 ERA for Frisco in June. McDowell ready from the stretch, and he offers to Jose Alvarez in the ninth spot. Gamboa takes off, a swing and a ground ball third base side, sees Fields in fair territory, but no play onto first, and it's an infield single for Alvarez. A runner's at first and second now on a soft ground ball down the third base line. Cease charged in and then thought it might roll foul, but he fielded right near the third base bag, and it was just in fair territory. Runners at first and second base. Nobody out, top of the order, and Justin Turner, left-handed batter. McDowell ready from the stretch, and he fires home. A bunt shown. Turner puts it down up the first baseline. McDowell off the hill. Fields throws him out at first. Successful sacrifice for Justin Turner. 1-3 on the putout. One away, two in scoring position for Nick Dunn, who's been a real killer in this series. 10-for-27 so far in the set against the Rough Riders. It's a .370 batting average. The Rough Riders infield comes in with this 2-2 tie in the fifth. He's 1-for-2 today, left-handed batter in the first pick. Away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Dunn in his third season with the Cardinals, and he's having his best AA season of his career so far this year. The stretch and the pitch. Swinging a soft roller, first base side and foul. One ball and one strike. There still hasn't been a ball hit out of the infield in this inning. The walk, infield single, sack bunt. One and one on Dunn, who has had a tendency to go to the opposite field not only this series, but this season. The right-hander deals in. Dunn lines it into right field to the pole side. It's down for a base hit. Strom Fields turns, fires it back in, but two runs coming to score, and the Cardinals take a 4-2 lead. Gamboa and Alvarez cross the plate. 4-2 Springfield here in the fifth. Dunn with a two-run single. Gives him five RBIs in the series. Jacob Buschberger stands in. A fifth of Dunn's RBIs on the season have come here in this series. That brings Jacob Buschberger to the plate in the pitch. Off the outside corner, it's one ball and no strikes. Buschberger has had a great series himself. He's 10 for 23, and it's really going to be a battle between him and Sajacy for the Rough Riders as to who's going to win the Texas League Player of the Week. Stretch in the 1-0. Swinging a pop-up, right side, foul territory. Hover giving it a look, so is Hicks, the Rough Riders catcher, but it's one row deep into the seats. One and one on Buschberger. He walked back in the first and singled in the fourth. He has 10 hits this series. Sujacy has 12. Buschberger has hit two homers, though, to Sujacy's one. McDowell, the 1-1. Now, off the outside corner, it misses, and it's two balls and one strike. Roughriders at double play depth up the middle in the infield with Acuna and Sujacy. Right-hander ready from the stretch, closed off, and he pitches home. Hits it down the heart of the plate with a curveball for his strike. 2-2. The shade has crept over the berm in left center field almost entirely. So with that, the fans continue to coat the berm with the shade. Stretch of the 2-2. In the air, foul right side. It's still two balls and two strikes. And the shade is also creeping over the seating bowl as well, with the entire third base side now covered from the sun, meaning that it is almost entirely populated with fans. This wonderful Sunday crowd in the series finale. McDowell ready from the stretch, and he steps off the hill. Dunn at first after his two-run single. It's 4-2 Springfield at the top of the fifth. Right-hander with the glove at the belt and the 2-2 pitch. Fastball spears the upper edge outside corner for strike three. Theo McDowell with the strikeout, and there are two away in the fifth. That brings the home run hitter Chandler Redmond to the plate, who tied the game with a two-run shot in the fourth inning. Rough Riders put up two runs in the first. Springfield has two in the fourth and two in the fifth, and now lead 4-2. Dunn takes his lead from first. McDowell ready from the stretch, and he fires. Swing and a miss. A big rip from Chandler Redmond, and it's 0-1. Redmond's home run was his 20th of the year. McDowell looks over towards first, the 0-1. Just high. Oh, no, a late strike call by home plate umpire Charlie Welling. And it's 0-2. Trying to get out of the inning and hand it back to the Rough Riders offense, which has been great over the last 2 days. The 0-2, Dunn takes off, swinging a ground ball to first. Hover has it on one high hop with a backhand, takes it to the pillow for the out, and the side comes to a close in the fifth. But two runs come across on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Bottom half of the fifth inning coming up. It's the Rough Riders trailing the Cardinals 4-2 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're to the bottom half of the fifth inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Trevor Hover makes his way to the plate for the Rough Riders against Kenny Hernandez. The wind back in the first pitch. On the outside edge, a called strike to the Riders' first baseman. It's 0-1. Frisco trailing Springfield 4-2. Bottom third of the Rough Riders order against Hernandez, and the pitch is fought off the hands, foul on the ground left side. 0-2. Hernandez has been good since that first inning. He's allowed just two base runners and one hit. 1-2-3 innings in the second and the fourth. A whole lot of strikeouts. He struck out four in the first two innings and none since. He likes his sign in the 0-2 pitch. Off the plate away, and it's one ball and two strikes. Now the Cardinals, four runs on six hits and no errors. The Rough Riders, two runs on four hits and no errors. The 1-2. Hover watches away again, and it's two balls and two strikes now on the Frisco first baseman, who struck out back in the second. He pinwheels the bat out towards the hill. Hernandez wheels, and the 2-2. Strike three called. Got him on the outside corner. Trevor Hover down on strikes. It's the fifth strikeout for Hernandez. One out for Liam Hicks. Hernandez, a member of the Arizona Diamondbacks organization for years, and pitched here at Riders Field a bunch over the last two with the Sod Poodles. Signed a free agent deal with the Cardinals in the offseason. First pitch to Hicks. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Hicks grounded out to first back in the second inning. 0-1. Ground ball, weakly hit to short. Gamboa charges, picks, throws sidearm onto first, and retires the Rough Riders catcher. Two away. Riders trailing 4-2 in the bottom half of the fifth inning, and it brings up nine-hole hitting Chris Cease with two outs. He was down on strikes in the second inning. Sees with his back right pocket inside out, hanging down below. Yeah, the first pitch. Misses down low in the dirt, and it's one ball and no strikes. Chris Sees trying to get the bat going, and a good month of April. It's been a tough go since. The 1-0. Off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes. Sees hit 273 in the month of April. Couple of home runs and 11 runs batted in. 2-0 pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 2-1. But in May, hit just 123. His last eight games, just a 148 average. He's trying to get that back up. No better time than the present. He was slightly open stance right side. 2-1 pitch. He checks his swing and a high fastball and didn't go. It's 3 balls and 1 strike. You can hear some dogs barking in the distance. It's Bark in the Park on this Sunday. 3-1 toss. Cease takes a strike on the inside corner right at the knees. 3-2. Hernandez has his sign, his shoulders squared just offset of home. The left-hander, the 3-2. Cease fouls it straight back, and it's still 3 balls, 2 strikes. With the bases clear and 2 outs. Rough Riders on the offensive side of the last 2 days, very, very effective. 8 runs on 8 hits 2 nights ago, 11 runs on 12 hits last night. Only 2 runs on 4 hits so far in this matinee game. The 3-2. Strike 3 called. Got him on the inside corner. It's 6 strikeouts for Kenny Hernandez through 3, make it 5 innings of work on this Sunday in Frisco. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. It's 4-2. Cardinals out in front of the Rough Riders. Top of the 6th inning next in the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Top half of the 6th inning, Rough Riders trailing the Cardinals 4-2 on this gorgeous day in Frisco. Pedro Páez starts it off for Springfield. 5, 6, and 7 in the order for the Cardinals, and the first pitch from McDowell. Simmers high, and it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. I have a couple fun little anecdotes for you for this day in baseball history as we like to dive into here on the broadcast. We're only playing one game today, but both of these anecdotes, they involve doubleheaders on this day in baseball history. McDowell has his sign. He winds back in the 1-0. Misses just high, 2-0. The first one concerns the Rangers. This day back in 1976, they played a doubleheader. The 2-0. There's a fly ball into right center field. Hit well. Strom to the warning track. He's at the fence. Looks up, and it's gone. Pedro Páez homers for the second time in this series. It's his 9th of the season. And an opposite field shot to right center makes it 5-2 Springfield. A leadoff solo homer to right. 102 miles an hour off the bat. The exit velocity, 391 feet in right center field. Second homer today for the Cardinals. And Irving Lopez stands in, left-handed batter. Wind back in McDowell's pitch. It's high and outside. It's 1 ball and 0 strikes. If you're a big Rangers fan, you might remember Toby Hera. He was a very good player at shortstop for the Rangers for a long time. The 1-0. Misses high, and it's 2-0. The Rangers in their doubleheader on this day in 1976, when Hera was actually an all-star in 75 and 76. He played at shortstop in both games. The 2-0. down the heart of the plate for his drive. 2-1. He became the first player in Major League history to play both games of a doubleheader at shortstop and not get a single ball hit to him. The pitch is drilled out to right field. Strom at the warning track. He jumps up, and it's over his head and over the wall for a solo homer. It's back-to-back shots for Pajes and Irving Lopez to begin this sixth inning, and it's 6-2 Springfield. And Kellen looked like he may have hurt himself jamming his hand into the wall as he leapt up. Hopefully he's okay. Evan Carter comes over to check on him, and it looks like he's all right. But it's a solo shot to the opposite field for Irving Lopez, and it looked like Strom jumped up and kind of just jammed his hand into the fence. Two solo home runs. This one at 380 feet, just over the wall. And John Goble will come out and chat with McDowell. So it's now 6-2 Springfield. But how about that? Toby Hera didn't get a single ball hit to him in a doubleheader at shortstop. First time that ever happened in Major League history since 1976.
He must have felt so lonely. Feel bad for him.
Usually shortstop gets a lot of balls. He helped out the offense, though. He had a grand slam in one of those games. Alex Spies is loosening for the Rough Riders in the bullpen. The other This Day in Baseball History happened back in 1903. The famed Boston Bean Eaters, Josh's favorite team.
I still wear my Boston Bean Eaters jersey every week.
Pitcher Wiley Piet became the only pitcher in the 20th and 21st century to pitch two complete games in Game 1 and Game 2 of the doubleheader and pick up the loss in both of them. First pitch is on the outside edge, a strike to L.J. Jones, and it's 0-1. Actually, this is Aaron Antonini who comes out and he pinch hits. Antonini takes another one at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-2. So it started both games of a doubleheader and pitched all nine innings. The 0-2. Fouled back off to the left, and it's still 0-2 on Antonini. Just to give you a little context, complete games are not nearly as common as they were back in those days. Piet started 23 games that year. He completed 18 of them. Antonini calls time and steps out. So far this year, you want to take a guess as to how many complete games there have been in the big leagues?
I don't even know if I want to guess.
It's 16.
That was my guess.
The 0-2. Just down low and inside, it's 1-2. The MLB leader this year in complete games is a Ranger. It's Nathan Eovaldi.
Yeah.
He has two. The pick. Inside corner at the knees, strike three called. Second strikeout for McDowell. Here's the first down of the sixth inning. Archimedes Gamboa steps in, but he's not going to face Theo McDowell. Carlos Cardoza out of the Rough Riders dugout, and the Frisco manager points down to the bullpen. He'll get Alex Spies for the Rough Riders. So back-to-back home runs for the Cardinals. It's 6-2. Springfield leads it in this series finale in the top of the sixth inning with one out. Alex Spies will emerge from the Rough Riders bullpen when we return to Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate college night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for college night on August 5th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
On
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe!
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Alex Spies out of the Rough Riders bullpen in the sixth inning with one out of the bases clear. He'll face Archimedes Gamboa and Jose Alvarez with one out. Gamboa 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. Gamboa in from the left side. Spies ready from the stretch of the pin. High and inside, it's one ball and no strikes. 6-2 our score. Springfield leads it. Spies delivers. He fits it on the outside corner. A strike, it's 1-1. Spies has been the Rough Riders' best reliever all season long. A 0.68 ERA over 22 appearances this year. He's thrown 26 and two-thirds innings. The offering home. Swinging a high fly ball to right center field, but Park's going to hold it. Evan Carter races over into the alley, and he makes the catch from center. Two outs for Jose Alvarez. Spies has been a strikeout machine. 45 strikeouts over 26 and two-thirds innings pitched. Alvarez 1-for-2 today. Spies readies and fires. Swing and a miss. Slider off the outside corner. It's 0-1. The fastball will be up to 102. He has a sinker as well. He also throws a cutter and three different sliders. The pitch is popped up right side. And foul ground. Trevor Hover is there. The first baseman at the warning track makes the catch. And the side comes to a close. So Alex Spies comes out of the bullpen, throws five pitches, and gets the final two outs at the top of the sixth inning. Two runs across on two solo home runs, though, for Springfield from Pedro Pajes and Irving Lopez. Bottom half of the sixth inning next. Frisco trailing 6-2 to the Cardinals on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Evan Carter leads it off for the Rough Riders in the home half of the sixth inning with Frisco needing some offense, trailing 6-2. Top of the order against Kenny Hernandez, who winds and fires. Breaking ball right on the outside edge for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Carter has doubled and walked today. His double a hustle double on a ground ball back up the middle. And time called. It looked like there was some arguing between the Rough Riders dugout and home plate umpire Charlie Welling. And now someone just got ejected from the Rough Riders dugout. Didn't see who it was. It was Carlos? Was that who it was?
No.
Somebody in the dugout looked like. I couldn't tell who was yelling out at home plate umpire Charlie Welling.
I think it's someone from not even at the front steps.
Someone in the back of the dugout, maybe?
I think so. Wait. I mean,
who was it?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
somebody just got, and Carlos just got thrown out. So Cardoza just got ejected for arguing about who was just kicked out of the ball game. I think everyone in the dugout is still trying to figure out who got ejected. Carlos talking with Welling, the home plate umpire, who's a fill-in umpire in this crew. Chris Presley Murphy is out with a concussion, who's usually the crew chief of this crew, and now Ben Engstrand, the fill-in crew chief, comes down and starts to talk as well. And now Kenny Holmberg comes out, who's the field coordinator for the Rangers, who's in town, and he comes out to chat with Ben Engstrand. I think Holmberg might have been the one who was thrown out.
Maybe, but I'm surprised he didn't come out to get his money's worth right away and not until after Cardoza got. And it looks like he's trying to play peacemaker, so it'd be surprising if he was the one getting tossed.
Yeah, and I think Ben Engstrand comes over and is saying, who'd you throw out? Because
yeah.
I don't think anybody knows who he threw out from the dugout. So I think Holmberg is trying to say who has to leave the dugout right now.
I wonder if he knows. I mean, the first person I looked over and saw looking up out of the dugout was Ichi Takazawa, but there's no way it was the trainer. He wouldn't yell at a fly, so it was not Ichi.
Yeah, we know it wasn't Ichi.
Tripp Keister was in the top row, but he wasn't even looking, and now Tripp's coming out to the third base coaching
box.
So he's the manager now.
Yeah, Tripp takes over as the interim manager of the Rough Riders bench coach.
I don't know. Nobody's left the dugout other than, well, Cardoza's walking up to the top step. And
well, yeah, Carlos got ejected, so he has to leave.
But somebody else has got to join him.
Yeah, we have to figure out who it was. I think Holmberg's trying to figure out who it was as well.
And the left fielder, Lopez, had a ball thrown in from the grass. He went over to get it, tried to throw it back in the stands, and he underthrew it and hit the wall and bounced away 50 feet from him.
Nothing's going right.
No.
They're arguing the ball and strike call. It was a pitch that was just off the outside corner that was called a strike by Welling. And that's when somebody was ejected. We're still trying to figure out who it was. Nobody has left the dugout except for Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager.
My favorite part is Evan Carter just standing there the entire time, just waiting for all this to calm down so he can continue his at-bat.
Well, Kenny's leaving, so I guess it must have been Kenny who was ejected.
Maybe he's taking the fall. Maybe it wasn't him, but he says, I'll just walk out.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, sometimes you don't really know who that's coming from if you're the home plate umpire. You just know it's coming from the dugout, and Welling decided to just toss anybody in the general vicinity. So Holmberg walking down the left field line. Now we're ready for play again. Trailing 6-2, the Rough Riders now down to two coaching staff members. Their manager, Carlos Cardoza, and field coordinator, Kenny Holmberg. Evan Carter down at the count, 0-1 the pinch. Just high and outside. And it's one ball and one strike. You can't really blame Carlos. He's just trying to defend his guys. The pitch is just outside, and it's two balls and one strike. Rough Riders trying to get some offense here and find their way back into this game. The 2-1 pitch. Carter watches one outside, 3-1. Carter has walked and doubled in this game. Wind back in the 3-1. He swings, grounds it hard to short. Gamboa, two steps to his right, he's got it. Slings it onto first and beats Carter by half a step. One out. We're in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Luis Angel Acuña is the batter. Acuña, 1-for-2 today. He's singled back in the third. Hernandez is seated just 4 hits. The wind back in the pick. Acuña sprays it foul right side. It's 0-1. Acuña has a bunch of hits on the first pitch of the at-bat this year. 20 to lead the Texas League, but fouled off that first offering. The 0-1. Swinging a ground ball foul at the plate. It's 0-2. Rough Riders have had just 2 base runners since they scored 2 runs in the first inning. Good part of the order to try and change that. The top of the order due up in this inning. One out, bases clear. The 0-2 pitch. High. 1-2. No action in either bullpen right now. Hernandez at 77 pitches. He peels back in the 1-2. Down low and inside, it's 2-2. Brad Miller is on deck, the big league rehabber. Acuña pinwheels the bat to the hill. Hernandez winds back. The 2-2. Down low in the dirt, it's 3-2. They shade Acuña to the opposite field in the outfield with the center fielder Justin Turner playing in right center. Play him slightly to pole in the infield. Payoff pitch. Acuña swings, puts it on the ground on one hop to third. Bushberger's got it, throws wild onto first, and it goes off Redmond's glove, the first baseman. He tried to tag Acuña, but it went in and out of his glove as it pulled him off the first base bag, and what looked like a routine play from Jacob Bushberger turns into a throwing error and gives the Rough Riders a base runner. So E5 on the throw with one out. Brad Miller stands in. Runner at first, one out. Riders trailing 6-2. Hernandez fires. Miller takes on the inside corner for a strike. And it's 0-1. Good opportunity. Miller homered yesterday. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Miller swings, pops it up, left side. This is out of play. 0-2. Over the course of Brad Miller's career, it's been a long one, 11 years in the big leagues. As a left-handed batter, he's faced plenty of both righties and lefties. And the throw goes over to first. Acuña's back in. He's been effective against right-handed pitchers more often than left-handed. Against lefties, hitting just .216, hitting .242 against righties. Nearly 150 points difference in the OPS. The pitch. A swing and a ground ball back up the hill. Gamboa's got it. Steps on the second base bag. Throws onto first. And it's a double play for the second consecutive at-bat for Brad Miller that he grounds into. And it retires the side in the sixth inning. So for the Rough Riders, no runs, no hits, an error, and nobody left on base. We're into the top of the seventh inning next. Josh Warden back on the play-by-play. It's 6-2. Springfield out in front of the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
feet.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Alex Spees on the mound now for the Frisco Rough Riders, returning to the hill to continue his relief outing. It's a 6-2 ball game. Springfield in front. The first pitch of the seventh inning is outside to Justin Turner, the leadoff man this inning and the top of the order for the Cardinals. And he's 0-2 today with a sack bunt. 1-0 the count from Alex Spees. The right-hander kicks and deals way outside on the slider. 2 balls and no strikes. Alex Spees came in last inning, 5 pitches, 2 outs, and ended the threat. Well, there's nobody on base, but there were 2 home runs prior in the inning. Shut it down. 2-0 pitch is over the plate and a strike at the top of the zone. Strike one on Justin Turner. Hitting leadoff for the 5th time this season is Justin Turner, the center fielder. And a 2-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back. They're missing Mike Antico, who's one of their leading hitters, 9 home runs and 24 stolen bases, but he came up hobbling on Thursday and has not appeared in a game since then. So Springfield without their normal leadoff guy. The 2-2 pitch from Alex Spees is way outside on a 102-mile-an-hour sinker. Yeah, let that sink in a little bit. There's some good arm side run on it, too. But it was way outside. Here's the 3-2 pitch from Alex Spees. Swung on and missed. Slider to the back foot. Got him to fish. Strike 3. Justin Turner couldn't catch up in time. Who could? A 92-mile-an-hour breaking ball. It was just below the zone towards the inside corner. 1 out. Nick Dunn, the batter. Base is empty with a 6-2 Cardinals lead in the top of the 7th. Spees is set for the stretch. Right-hander deals. Fastball down in the dirt. Ball 1. 6 runs for the Cardinals on 8 hits and 1 error. And for the Rough Riders, 2 runs on 4 hits and no errors. Alex Spees set. 2nd pitch to Nick Dunn. A breaking ball. Looked like a good pitch. Called a ball on a sweeper up and in, and it looked like it had caught the plate. Ball 2, 2-0.
Too good of a pitch. It wasn't called a strike.
It's unfair. Alex Spees has to get some strikes called balls every once in a while just to even the playing field. Here's the 2-0. It is outside. 3-0 the count from Spees.
It's especially tough with some of the struggles that he has against left-handed batters. If you throw a strike, it should be called a strike.
3 balls, no strikes. 1 out to Nick Dunn, the second baseman, hitting from the left side. Spees works him with a pitch on the inside corner for a strike, a slider at 93. He comes set. Hitters count 3-1 to Nick Dunn. Here's the pitch. It is just off the outside corner and a 1-out walk for Nick Dunn. He's aboard for the 3rd time today. 2 singles and a walk. And now Jacob Buschberger comes up with a single and a walk to his name. The right-hand hitter steps in with 1 out and 1 on for the Cardinals. 6-2 the lead for the Redbirds in the 7th inning. Alex Spees allows his first base runner. Right-hander from Georgia comes set. And his first pitch to the 3rd baseman is way inside, almost hit him with a batting helmet. He ducks underneath. And the slowest pitch we've seen him throw, 83 miles an hour, popped out of the hand on the slider. Sweeper, one of those various breaking balls he throws. Cutter, slider, sweeper. He mixes those with a fastball and a two-seamer. 1-0 the count to Jacob Buschberger with a runner at first. Spees comes home with a fastball lifted to center field, not deep. Evan Carter drifts in. A slow jog. Puts up the brown glove and catches it. Two away. Runner Dunn returns to first. Chandler Redmond, the batter, with a home run today. He's 1-for-3. 6-2 Springfield. Alex Spees looking to post a zero on the board. Spells it S-P-E-A-S, Spees. He says it's like peas, but with an S at the beginning. That's true. It's a good way to put it. Alex Spees. Here's the first pitch to Redmond. A wave and a miss. A half-hearted swing. He tried to hold back. Didn't get close. 0-1. Spees says the worst pronunciation he gets is Spears, which isn't all that far off on one hand, but then again, where does the R come from? Inexplicable. Here's the 0-1 from Spees. Another half-hearted swing from Redmond, and strike two. He has not swung fully on either pitch, but he did swing. Going halfway around that time, it's 0-2 from Spees. So great to see Alex pitching at this level and pitching well. He struggled a couple of years ago with the Rough Riders that didn't pitch at all last year. Stepped away, retired, came back, and he has been electric this season. The 0-2, Redmond watches low. The runner goes late. The throw from Hicks down to second, just late. In front of the bag, Nick Dunn slides in for, I guess, what would be ruled a wild pitch, unless it was a delayed steal, but I think he didn't break until the ball was in the dirt. But he got a really good jump, unless it was a delayed steal. 1-2 the count with two down. And Redmond with an RBI opportunity. The pitch is way outside, ball two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Springfield leading 6-2. The Rough Riders trailing by four and without their manager, Carlos Cardoza. Looking to put a zero on the board and come back up to hit in the bottom of the seventh. The 2-2. Swung on and missed. Alex Spees says good morning, good afternoon, good night. Striking out the Texas League leader in home runs. And Spees throws a hitless seventh inning. In Springfield, 6 and Frisco, 2. Into the bottom of the seventh inning. Time to stretch on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Thomas Sajacy will lead off for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the seventh inning. Frisco trailing 6-2 in this ball game to the Springfield Cardinals in the final game of this series in front of 9,335 fans in attendance here at Riders Field. What a day for some baseball in Frisco, the largest Sunday crowd since 2019. And a great day for baseball in Collin County. Kenny Hernandez still in the ballgame for the Cardinals. His first pitch to Sajacy is outside on a changeup in ball one. 1-0 to Thomas, who has a double today and a flyout. Just his third plate appearance of the day, now in the seventh inning. Now 1-0 is inside, and 2-0. Sajacy followed by Zavala and Kellen Strom here in the seventh inning. Frisco led 2-0, but now down 6-2. 2-0 pitch is swung on, slashed foul over the right side. 2-1 the count to the cleanup hitter. Sajacy, a powerful hitter. We've seen it on display this week. A home run, a triple, two doubles, plus a third one today. The 2-1 pitch is inside, 3-1. A uses that power in situational hitting. He also leads the team in sacrificed flies. Six of them on the year, twice as many as any other teammate. 3-1 to Thomas is inside, in on the hands. It catches the corner right before it finds the mid of Pedro Páez, and is strike two on Thomas. Three balls, two strikes to Sajacy, who requests time before the payoff pitch from Kenny Hernandez. He's 12 for 20 on the series, is Thomas Sajacy. Might get one, maybe one plate appearance here today. The 3-2 to Thomas is swung on and popped up behind home. It is looking for the seats. Páez gives it a look, but it lands in the front row. And remains a 3-2 count to Thomas Sajacy. This Frisco team that did have the first lead yesterday, 5-0, and it was threatened by Springfield, but Frisco never gave it up and won the game 11-7. Today they took the first lead, didn't hold on to it, trying to come back down 6-2. The 3-2 pitch swung on and lined towards second, bounces off of Dunn, hits him in the shoulder, and Thomas is safe. A weird hop, and Nick Dunn took it off the body. It bounced right next to him, but by the time he went to go pick it up, no chance to get Thomas adjacent. And he's safe at first.
That's a tough scoring decision. It was just a bad hop. He took a really wicked one right up next to his face, and it looks like they're going to give him a base hit.
13th hit of the series for Thomas Sajacy. And Nick Dunn kind of put his palms up and said, now what am I supposed to do with that, after it went to him. So an infield single for Sajacy brings up Aaron Zavala with nobody out. 6-2 Cardinals in the home half of the seventh inning. In the final game, these two teams will play against each other all season long. They still have half the year to go. The first pitch to Zavala, breaking ball low, and count 1-0 to the former Oregon Duck, designated hitter today. He's 1-for-2. With an RBI single back in the first inning. And then a ground out. Kellen Strom is on deck. Outfield playing fairly deep, especially in the corners. Lopez and Alvarez, the left fielder and right fielder, in the vicinity of the warning track. The 1-0. Zavala swings and laces it up the third baseline, a fair ball. It gets near the warning track, so JC digs for third. He will stop there. It's a no-out double for Aaron Zavala to put two runners in scoring position in the seventh inning. His fourth double of the year. He's 2-for-3 today. Zavala, who just kept it inside the left field line, hugging it down the corner. He's into second base, so JC into third. And Kellen Strom comes up, but a mound visit and maybe a change. Springfield does have some activity in the bullpen out in right field.
It's Ryan Shreve who's getting loose out there. And, you know, it's pitching coach Eric Peterson. He has made a couple moves this year, but it looks like they're going to keep it with Hernandez. How great is it to see Aaron Zavala with the extra base hit? I mean, this is a guy who has gone through some struggles recently, but two hits today, that's fantastic, and that's actually back-to-back Sundays to finish off a series. He's had two hits as he homered and doubled in the series finale last week in Northwest Arkansas. You'd love to see this guy really start to pick it up on the offensive side. That would add such an extra element to this Rough Riders offense.
He hopes to come around and score here in the seventh inning. Kellen Strom, the batter. The Rough Riders need four runs to tie. They do still have nine outs to work with. Bottom of the seventh, 6-2 Springfield, two in scoring position. Kellen Strom steps in. Kenny Hernandez works him with the first pitch. It swung on, a ground ball up the middle. It'll score at least one. Zavala around third. He'll score easily. It's a first pitch, two RBI single for Kellen Strom. And the Rough Riders cut into the lead at 6-4. Turn that pitch around at 107 miles an hour, right back up the box. And Strom crushes a grounder up the middle. Scores Sajacy from third. Zavala able to score easily from second. And now the Rough Riders are within two runs. Trevor Hover, the batter, and there are still no outs in the seventh inning. Good work for the Rough Riders, going single, double, single to begin the seventh. Hernandez's 94th pitch of the day will come after time and a pitch clock reset. Called by the Second base umpire, I believe that's Nate Diedrich, requested. Third base umpire, should say. Well, here's the first pitch to Trevor Hover from Kenny Hernandez from the stretch. He swings and misses a slider at the bottom of the zone. And 0-1 to Hover, who has struck out twice today. And had two base hits yesterday, including a home run. First time he has not led off an inning today, led off the second and fifth. The 0-1 offering to Hover, a slider. He swings and grams it through the right side. Base hit. Kellen Strom around second. He'll dig for third. The throw in from right field is in time. No, he got under the tag. Strom slid in feet first. The ball beat him to third, but he was able to get around the glove of the third baseman, Bushberger, on a risky play to get into third base when the Rough Riders still need a couple runs to tie. The throw is there, and it looked like Bushberger just missed the tag. Wow, he had the glove in there and just didn't slap it down on the foot of Strom, and he is called safe at third. Runners in the corners, and that's going to be all for Kenny Hernandez. It'll be Ryan Shreve to come in out of the bullpen for the Cardinals. No outs, runners on the corners, 6-4 Springfield in the seventh inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate College Night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for College Night on August 5th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the Rough Riders begin the seventh inning with four straight hits. They came in trailing 6-2. They've cut that lead in half. It's 6-4 Springfield. In the bottom of the seventh inning here in a Sunday finale between the Cardinals and Rough Riders. Frisco trying to tie up the series at three wins apiece. Kenny Hernandez has finally been chased from the game after completing six innings plus the four batters faced. It's Ryan Shreve who comes into the ballgame. The right-hander with a 3.6 ERA. Inherits runners on the corners and nobody out. Liam Hicks, the batter. A 6-4 ballgame. Springfield still in front, but the tying run is at first base for Frisco. Hicks steps in from the left side to face the righty Ryan Shreve. Working from the stretch, first base side of the rubber. First pitch swung on and missed. And Hicks swings at a slider. It's 0-1. Liam 0-2 today with a pair of ground outs. Ryan Shreve's 22nd appearance for Springfield. 35 innings and 30 strikeouts. He could use one of those here. Infield plank back. The 0-1 offering to Liam Hicks. He swings and pops it foul behind home plate. And he's into an 0-2 hole. This inning began with a Sajacy single. Thomas later scored on the Kellen Strom single. In between that, an Aaron Zavala double to put two runners in scoring position. Strom scored a pair on his single and then got to third on Trevor Hover's single. So it's Hover at first, Strom at third. Nobody out, but Hicks in an 0-2 hole. Ryan Shreve looking into his battery mate, Pedro Páez, and now comes set. Right-hander stares at Strom at third, kicks and deals, breaking ball swung on and fouled into the Springfield dugout. Impressive that Hicks made contact with that ball. It was pretty far inside, and he got his barrel way out in front. And and slammed it almost 90 degrees to the right. Still 0-2 to the catcher, Liam Hicks. Ryan Shreve works Liam Hicks. Off speed, swung on and missed, and Hicks is down on strikes, one away. Got a slider past the barrel of Liam Hicks. It brings up Chris Cease. Evan Carter in the top of the order awaits if Chris Cease can get aboard. Even if he doesn't, barring a double play, the inning will continue. One out, runners in the corners. Cease 0-2 today with a pair of strikeouts looking. The first pitch to Cease is taken just off the outside, actually hits the corner. A late strike call from Charlie Welling. It's 0-1 to Chris Cease. The third baseman hitting just under the Mendoza line at 196 entering today's action. 6-4 Springfield. One out. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball lifted towards the shortstop over Gamboa into left field. Base hit. An RBI for Chris Cease. Kellen Strom jogs home. And he scores to make it 6-5 Springfield. Advances Hover the tying run into second base. A one-out RBI single for Chris Cease. He could really use that one, having gone hitless this series. He's now 1-for-9, and it was a big one. Cutting into the lead further, 6-5 Springfield. A three-run inning for the Rough Riders, and still only one out. Evan Carter to the plate. A righty-lefty matchup with Ryan Shreve readying, and now time is called by the catcher, Páez. Shreve also pitched on Tuesday back when he was 24 years old. He turned 25 a couple of days ago. The first pitch to the 20-year-old, Evan Carter. He takes it just on the outside corner, nestles the edge on a fastball. It's strike one on Evan. He has a double, a walk, and a ground out today. No balls, one strike from Ryan Shreve. Puts his hands over his head and now comes set at the belt level. The 0-1 swung on and lifted hard and high to right field. To the wall, to the lazy river. She's gone. Three-run blast, Evan Carter. A go-ahead bomb to the river. Sixth home run of the year. Evan Carter socks one out of this ball field at Riders Field and gives these 9,335 fans a lead for the Rough Riders now in the seventh. Got a hold of a slider inside, and Carter pounds it all the way to the river in right field. 8-6 Frisco. First pitch to Luis Angel Acuna is a strike. A six-run inning for the Rough Riders, and still only one out. Carter went 2-for-3 yesterday, gets his eighth hit of the series. The 0-1 to Acuna swings and fouls it away over the right side. So two extra base hits for Carter, who nearly hit for the cycle back on Wednesday and needed a double in that game. He had a double earlier today in his first base hit, first inning, and a home run now in the seventh. The 0-2 to Acuna is swung on and tapped foul behind home. Acuna at the plate. Brad Miller is on deck. He'll get an at-bat. The Rough Riders will bring at least 9 to the plate this inning. The sacks are empty. One out. 6 runs in. And now the Rough Riders pull ahead 8-6 in the seventh. The two-strike pitch. Acuna swings, and he hits this one well to center field. Turner running back to the warning track. It bounces off his glove and hits the wall. Acuna to second. He'll stop there. Another extra base hit for the Riders in the seventh inning. Luis Angel Acuna smashes one near the wall to center field, and Justin Turner couldn't pull it in. He had to reach out as he entered the warning track, and it clipped off the tip of his glove. Will almost assuredly be ruled a base hit for Acuna, as Turner had a long way to go to get to that ball. And Acuna adds on to his team lead. It's his 18th double of the season. 8-6 Frisco, trying to add on to what is already a 6-run inning for the Rough Riders, and they had not scored since the first inning. 5 straight zeros, but a 6 spot here in the seventh. First pitch to Brad Miller. Acuna runs. They got him picked off. If they throw accurately to third, they do. Now he's in a pickle. Bushberger running him back to second. The throw to Gamboa, and he's tagged out. And Acuna is down on the base pass, looking for his 31st steal of the season. He does not get it. Ryan Shreve steps off the rubber before throwing the pitch, and he retires Acuna on a 1-5-6 putout. And there are two outs in the inning. Still, Frisco leads it by two. Two outs, base is empty now for Brad Miller. First pitch from Shreve is swung on and popped up on the left side, tailing towards the seats. Bushberger runs for it near the wall, and it lands in the second row. And strike one to Brad Miller. Well, this inning all began with a Thomas Ajayi single on an infield single, a weird hop to the second baseman Nick Dunn. Kind of came up and in on his shoulder. He wasn't able to get Sajacy out, and it just unraveled from there. An Aaron Zavala double, a Kellen Strom single, Trevor Hover with a single, Chris Cease with an RBI single. Here's the 0-1. Miller takes it down and in, and ball one. Highlighted by Evan Carter's three-run blast to take the lead, and Acuna had a double, although immediately wiped out on a pickoff for attempted steal. The 1-1 to Miller. Breaking ball catches the outer half, and Ryan Shreve gets ahead, one ball and two strikes. Well, Frisco now pulls ahead, gives himself a chance for a three-game winning streak, in position to split the series, winning three in a row to close. The 1-2 to Miller, it's high and away, two balls and two strikes. And although the records will reset after this game, the second half begins on Wednesday. You never know, could come into play for the wild card spot in the second half, and just good to end the first half on a good note. Three-game win streak. The 2-2. Miller swings, a soft grounder towards second, little worm burner into the glove of Dunn. He throws to first and puts away Brad Miller. Nine batters come to the plate in the seventh inning. The Rough Riders put up six runs in the frame and total up. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hits, including an Evan Carter three-run home run. None left aboard, and the Rough Riders are ahead 8-6 after seven innings on the Riders Baseball Network.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, two free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Hey guys, this is Tristan Pauly. You're listening in to the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks for tuning in.
Well, now with a two-run lead to protect, Justin Slayton enters out of the Frisco bullpen to face the heart of the Springfield order, and the first guy he'll face homered in his last at-bat. Pedro Páez comes to the plate to begin the eighth inning. It's Frisco 8 and Springfield 6. On the heels of a six-run inning for the Rough Riders, including a three-run home run by Evan Carter, seven hits for the Rough Riders last inning alone. So 8-6 Frisco, Justin Slayton enters at the University of New Mexico and from Hallsville, Texas. 13th appearance of the year for the Rough Riders, 18 innings, 23 strikeouts. The first pitch to Pedro Páez is inside, ball one. He's 1-1 on the year with an ERA of 1. 18 innings, that means two earned runs. Pretty good start to the year for Justin Slayton. I say start to the year, we're halfway through just about, but he missed some time in the IL, so for him it feels like he's a third of the way through. The 1-0, swung on and lifted high and shallow right field, tailing towards the seats. The first baseman, Hover, running over, had a chance at it, reached out just before it hit the wall and bounced just inside the green retaining wall on the right side. A foul ball. And it's 1-1 to Pedro Páez. To Justin Slayton, who has pitched with the Rough Riders for his second year now. He had a 6.93 ERA last year. So much better this season. Really been good to see him get in a rhythm. And didn't have it broken up by his time on the IL. Came back and still pitching strong. The 1-1 to the catcher, Páez. Slots just outside. 96 miles an hour from Slayton. It's 2-1. It was a four-seam fastball, a cutter, a slider, a curveball. Out of Hallsville, Texas, population 4,300. The 2-1 pitch to Páez. Breaking ball just above the belt. And a 3-1 count from Justin Slayton. Born in Columbus, Texas. Moved to Hallsville, Texas at 2 months old. His parents live in Longview nearby. The 3-1. Páez swings and a hard fly ball to center field. Carter running back, but he'll have room. Stops in front of the warning track. He puts it away. And a leadoff out for Justin Slayton in the eighth inning, retiring Páez. Irving Lopez is next with a home run as well. They went back-to-back, Páez and Lopez, in the sixth inning to add on to the Springfield lead. A lead that is no longer in place. Now 8-6 Frisco. Lopez is 2-for-3 on the day. Left-hand hitter against a right-hand pitcher. Nobody out, or nobody on, one out. The pitch is swung on and lifted to center field again. Evan Carter races in. He dives. Holds on to that ball. Makes a ridiculous catch again. Evan Carter, what can you do? A home run and a diving catch in back-to-back half innings. Evan Carter robs Irving Lopez of a base hit. Yep, he stole that one away just before it hits the grass. Goes tumbling after catching it and puts away Lopez for the flyout. Two down, bases empty for Aaron Antonini. He swings and hammers one to right. Has home run distance, but it's foul down the right field line. Irving Lopez was the one robbed by Zavala yesterday on the diving catch in left field. And now Lopez robbed again in center field today by Evan Carter.
Well, that one, the first step was back from Carter. Yeah. He got a bad read on it initially, but had the good speed to make up for it and make the catch, and he makes it look so easy out there. That's a really tough play.
Yeah.
And he's made that exact diving catch at least three or four times this year.
The 0-1 pitch to Antonini. Breaking ball, finds the zone, and strike two. His heart was probably still beating from that three-run home run he hit last inning to take the lead, and he helps protect that advantage with a diving catch in shallow center. The two-strike pitch from Justin Slayton with two down. It swung on and missed. Fastball right by him. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Justin Slayton. Two fly outs and a K for Justin. And we're halfway through the eighth inning. The Rough Riders lead it by a score of 8-6. Bottom of the eighth coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. with some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, for the second straight inning, Thomas Sejesi leads off for the Frisco Rough Riders. An 8-6 lead for Frisco, bottom of the eighth inning. After the Rough Riders circled the order in the seventh, he led off with a single and ended on deck with six runs in for Frisco last inning. First pitch from Ryan Shreve to Sejesi's down and away. Sejesi was facing a different pitcher last inning when he led off. It was still the starter, Kenny Hernandez, who allowed four hits to begin the seventh inning and was pulled. The 1-0 to Thomas Sejesi. Swings and misses on the breaking ball. It's 1-1. Shreve came in and struck out the first guy he saw, but Frisco did not wait long to then get some runs off him. A single for Cease, a three-run home run for Evan Carter, and a Luis Angel Acuna double. The 1-1 is just off the plate. And 2-1 to Sejesi. Sejesi 2-for-3 with that leadoff single last inning, plus a double in the first inning to give the Rough Riders their first lead of the game. Here's the 2-1. Sejesi watches inside, pulls ahead, three balls and a strike. These teams have alternated leads. The Rough Riders scored two in the first. They did not score again until the seventh inning. In the meantime, Springfield scored two runs in three consecutive innings. A 3-1. Sejesi looked like he was taking almost the whole way. It was right down the middle, a little bit towards the outside edge, strike two. Three balls, two strikes to Thomas Sejesi. Shreve comes set for the payoff pitch, and he will have to wait. Sejesi called time. Probably had that idea ever since the two-strike pitch, but he waits until Shreve came set, messes up with his rhythm a little bit, now steps back in. Shreve gets his sign again from Páez, comes set, and here is the 3-2. Swung on, a hard liner towards third. Bushberger caught it before it hit the dirt, reaching down to his knees and snared it just before it clipped on the ground. It'll go down as a line out to the third baseman. And one out for Thomas Sejesi. Aaron Zavala is next with the bases empty. One down, a Frisco lead of 8-6. Zavala doubling last inning down the left field line. He's 2-for-3 today. And his batting average dropped below the 200 mark. It's back above the Mendoza line with that two-hit day this evening. First pitch to him is on the inside edge. A fastball, top of the zone, strike one. Kellen Strom is on deck for the Rough Riders. Trying to close out the first half with a win. It won't get them into the playoffs. The first half title claimed by San Antonio in the South Division. They'll play San Antonio next week. The 0-1 swings and flies it down the left side, foul. It's 0-2 to the designated hitter. It's a good way to start the second half. Why not face the team that just made it to the playoffs, trying to make a statement to open the second half? One team will win a playoff berth just based on the second half record alone. 0-2 the count to Aaron Zavala. Breaking ball way high and outside. And 1-2 count. Frisco 30-37. Wasn't quite the first half they were hoping for, but the good thing about the second half winner, you can just reset the records and still get in. Here's the 1-2. It is down and in. And a 2-2 count. On one hand, you kind of wish it was the two best teams, quote-unquote, the two teams with the best record. With the first half winner and second half winner, you might have a team with the second best or even best record overall not get into the playoffs. But on the other hand, the rosters change so much, you might as well have the second half winner get in. The 2-2 is outside. A 3-2 count to Zavala. So by that way, you get theoretically the hottest team down the stretch to get into the playoffs with a roster more intact based on what actually got them into the playoffs. Because these rosters are in flux, a lot of players coming through. Three balls, two strikes to Aaron Zavala. Here's the payoff pitch. He swings and fouls it right back to the netting. And we'll do it over again. One out, base is empty for Aaron. Zach Bigley was saying earlier with his two-hit day just kind of gives you a sense of what the Rough Riders could do offensively if a guy like Aaron Zavala gets hot. Two hits today. Here's the 3-2 to Zavala. He waits outside and high. He works a walk. A patient plate appearance for Aaron Zavala. Fouling off a 3-2 pitch and then taking high and away to get aboard for a one-out free pass. Brings up Kellen Strom with Zavala at first, and now Trevor Hover moves into the on-deck circle. So it looks like a pinch hitter, Josh Hatcher, has come up. Going a righty-lefty matchup instead of the right-hand hitter, Strom. So Kellen, the right fielder, is pulled. Josh Hatcher comes in. The first pitch to the left-handed batter from Ryan Shreve is an off-speed pitch for a strike. It's 0-1. Hatcher had a home run yesterday. Not in the starting lineup today, but he does make an appearance here in the eighth inning. 8-6 Frisco. 0-1 the count from Shreve. From the stretch he deals. Fastball grounded, a high chopper through the right side. Base hit. It'll move Zavala to second. He stops there. A pinch hit single for Josh Hatcher. And with one out, the Rough Riders have two runners aboard. Piece of work for Josh Hatcher, who's had himself a great week here in Frisco. His first ever double-A experience. And he has a base hit in every game he has played in, including today with only just one at-bat.
A nice little four-game hitting streak for your double-A debut week.
Yeah, four games played. Not bad for Josh Hatcher, including a home run. Trevor Hover is next. One out, two runners aboard. Two-run lead for the Rough Riders in the eighth inning. Shreve starts the at-bat with a fastball down and in. 1-0 to Hover with a 1-for-3 line tonight. A single last inning. Came around to score later in the frame. A 1-0 pitch from Ryan Shreve is outside, 2-0 to Trevor Hover. He had a home run yesterday as well. A lot of long balls now for the Rough Riders, who had a rough patch hitting long balls earlier this month, but they have turned it on. Had four home runs yesterday as a season high for the club. Go-ahead home run for Evan Carter today. The 2-0 to Hover is outside. He gets ahead, three balls and no strikes. Two runners aboard for the Rough Riders here in the Sunday finale. Still about 15 minutes away from sunset. Still pretty light skies above us in Collin County. The 3-0 to Hover. Swings and misses. Green lighted on the 3-0 and doesn't find it. Strike one on Trevor. On a pitch bottom of the zone from Ryan Shreve. He got a line out in the first batter he faced, Thomas Ajayi, but since then a walk and a single. Three balls, one strike to Trevor Hover. Shreve comes home and he flies it to right field. Playable for Alvarez, still running over. He gets there in time. Tagging from second, Zavala into third. He dives in without a throw. And advances 90 feet. Now there's two outs, a productive out for Trevor Hover. And Liam Hicks, the batter. Bottom of the eighth inning with the Rough Riders holding two different leads today. They hope this one will stick. There is some activity in the Rough Riders' bullpen. Looks like Antoine Kelly. It is Kelly out of the pen getting loose for the top of the ninth inning and what would be a save opportunity as it stands. And now a mound visit for Ryan Shreve with the pitching coach Eric Peterson walking out for the dugout. They also have some activity in the Springfield bullpen. Andre Granillo, their closer who got the save back on Tuesday, is readying. And as it stands, Ryan Shreve trying to get out of this inning facing Liam Hicks in the eighth. Two runners aboard for the Rough Riders on the corners and an 8-6 lead for Frisco. Rough Riders have done well, patient hitters, and they've been productive today when the opportunity has arisen. They've only left one runner aboard today, which is impressive considering how many they've gotten aboard to begin with. I mean, sometimes you leave one on the board because you only had a couple base runners in total. But the Rough Riders with 12 hits today. Couple walks as well. They've left just one. Runners in the corners that the Rough Riders hope to not strand on the base paths. Two outs. Liam Hicks the batter. Ryan Shreve ready. And his first pitch swung on and fly behind home plate and a foul ball. Zach Bigley mentioned it earlier. Hicks the only player on this team with significant playing time with more walks than strikeouts. 14 of those to 11 strikeouts. That's a significant accomplishment, especially for a guy who just came up to the AA level about a month ago. The 0-1 to the catcher. It's outside 1-1. Especially since if you don't strike out a lot, it usually means you're swinging early in the count, putting the ball in play, not letting yourself get to two strikes, but then you're probably not going to walk a whole lot if you're swinging early. So it's a special type of hitter to have more walks than strikeouts. The 1-1 to the Toronto native, Liam Hicks. It swung on and hit well to right center field. That finds a patch of grass. It's down for a base hit. It scores one run. It advances Josh Hatcher to third, an RBI single for Liam Hicks, and the Rough Riders lead it 9-6. Sent a ball to right field at 100 miles an hour for an RBI, putting Aaron Zavala home. A two-out RBI single for Liam Hicks. The Rough Riders extend the lead. It's 9-6 to bring up Chris Sees. And that's going to be all for Ryan Shreve. It'll be Andre Granillo coming out of the bullpen for Springfield. In the bottom of the eighth inning, the Rough Riders put an extra tally on the board for some insurance and look to keep on adding to it. 9-6 Rough Riders, bottom of the eighth. And Andre Granillo coming in when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark Mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on price, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friends and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the league leader in appearances out of the bullpen in the Texas League, Andre Granillo, comes in for his 28th trip onto the mound for the Springfield Cardinals, former UC Riverside product, 23-year-old. Has an ERA of 4.58 on the season. 2-3 on the year. He comes in to face Chris Sees, a 9-6 Frisco lead. Two outs, runners on the corners for the Rough Riders. The right-hander works Sees, and a fastball lifted foul behind home plate. And it's 0-1. So the Rough Riders took the lead last inning. They add on to it this inning with one run. And are up 9-6, trying to extend it even further and take away the save opportunity from Antoine Kelly if they make it a four-run lead. The 0-1 is a breaking ball. Hits the knee, strike two, to Chris Sees. Sees had a big at-bat last inning. With the Rough Riders trailing, he had an RBI single. Brought up Evan Carter, who promptly homered to take the lead. The 0-2 pitch, it's way outside on a slider. 1-2 to the right-hand hitting third baseman and Chris Sees. I mentioned the patience for the Rough Riders leading the league in walks. They also have the individual league leader. It's a guy not even on the team. Dustin Harris hasn't been here for a week, and he still leads the Texas League in walks. That's how patient he was. The 1-2 to Sees. The check swing. It was in the zone. Strike three looking. And he's down on strikes. Andre Granillo strikes out the only guy he faces in the eighth inning to close the frame. And the Rough Riders are content with one run in on two hits. Two left aboard. No errors one walk along the way. 9-6 Frisco, save opportunity for Antoine Kelly. Zach Bigley has the call in the ninth inning when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Here we go to the top of the ninth inning, and Antoine Kelly comes out of the Rough Riders bullpen to try and lock this baby down. It's a save opportunity for closer Twan, as he calls himself, and we're excited to see him out here on the hill as the Rough Riders lead 9-6 over the Springfield Cardinals in this series finale. Antoine Kelly with an opportunity to make it a series split between the Riders and the Cardinals, so the Rough Riders would split their last three series that they played. Archimedes Gamboa, the first man to face Kelly, the left-handed sidearm thrower. The switch hitter, Gamboa, bats from the right side. 9 runs, 13 hits, no errors for the Rough Riders on offense. 6 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error for Springfield. First pitch to Gamboa from Antoine Kelly. Rides inside with a fastball, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Rough Riders coming from behind at 1 point, trailing 6-2. A 6-run seventh inning with the exclamation point. A 3-run home run by Rangers number one prospect, Evan Carter. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball, outside corner, a called strike, and it's 1-1. 99 miles an hour from Kelly. The number 8 prospect in all of baseball, Evan Carter, with a wonderful day at the plate, going 2-for-3 with a 3-run home run, a double, and a walk. Kelly ready from the stretch, and he brings in the 1-1 pitch. High, and it's all the way back to the backstop. 2 balls and 1 strike. Kelly, 6'5", 205-pounder out of Chicago, Illinois. 2-0 this year, a 3.60 ERA, making his 22nd appearance for the Rough Riders. 25 innings, 36 strikeouts. Opponents just hitting 181 against the left-hander. 2-1 toss. Swinging a foul back into the glove of Hicks, the catcher, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. 9-6 Rough Riders. Top half of the ninth inning, bases clear, nobody out. Twan readies, and he deals in the 2-2. Swing, and a miss, struck him out. Fastball down the heart of the plate for strike three. Antoine Kelly whiffs the first man he sees, and Jose Alvarez stands in. Well, the Rough Riders will have the next 2 days off, and then they're on the road to San Antonio, as Josh talked about. They'll take on the Wolf for the second time this season. Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium down in San Antonio. Here's the stretch in the first pitch to Alvarez. Check swing, strike, outside corner. He went around, it's 0-1. Kelly Rennie's in the 0-1 pitch. Laced foul right side. It's 0-2. It's a bit of a weird schedule because of the 4th of July. Every team across minor league baseball has either the 4th of July or the 3rd of July at home. So the Rough Riders will play Wednesday through Monday instead of their normal Tuesday through Sunday down in San Antonio. The 0-2 pitch to Alvarez. Laced foul again, right side. It's still 0-2. And then overnight, they'll return back home here to Riders Field and take on the Midland Rockhounds on that normal Tuesday through Sunday to finish off the quote-unquote first half right before the All-Star break. Tonight is the actual end of the first half in terms of the halfway point of the season in terms of games played. Kelly lifts the leg, the 0-2. Foul back. Still 0-2. And the Rough Riders looking to finish off the first half on a winning note. It'll be good to see San Antonio and Midland, two teams that the Rough Riders saw very early and haven't seen since, on the road. The stretch of the pitch. Down low and inside. It's one ball and two strikes. On 100 miles an hour, 101, and that really good cheer from the crowd seeing the 100 up on the scoreboard. Kelly, 101 there on TrackMan. Here's the stretch and the 1-2 pitch on the way. High. Two balls and two strikes. One out, bases clear here in the ninth inning. Riders lead by three. Kelly fires in the 2-2 pitch to Alvarez. Line drive up the middle off Kelly's glove out to the shortstop Acuna, who barehands but has no play onto first. It's a single for Alvarez. That would have been a base hit either way if it had have gotten past the glove of Kelly. It would have been a single into center. He just got a glove on it. And so it's an infield single instead of an outfield single. Justin Turner makes his way to the plate, top of the order, a left-handed batter for Kelly to deal with. That's his specialty. As a left-handed thrower himself, he kicks in the low three-quarters arm slot pitch, is popped up into shallow left field, tough play, and it falls in front of Brad Miller for a base hit. A soft floating single into shallow left. Back-to-back have reached on singles in the ninth inning, and the tying run comes to the plate in the form of Nick Dunn. 9-6 Rough Riders in the top of the ninth inning. Dunn has been a terror in this series. He's 11 for 28 in the set. He has two hits today, including a two-run single in the fifth inning, and he's also walked. Good news is it is left on left. Mentioned that's the specialty for Antoine Kelly. That's just the fourth hit he's allowed to left-handers this year on that bloop single from Turner into left field. Lefties came in hitting just 125 against Antoine. Dunn is second in the league in average entering today in the month of June, hitting 375. Open stance left side. Runners take their leads from first and second with one out in the ninth inning. And Kelly looks back towards second. He kicks and delivers. Upper edge inside corner with a fastball at 99 for a strike. It's 0-1. Fans sticking around postgame for fireworks tonight on this Sunday. Look back towards second, the 0-1 offering. Dunn watches just high. Another fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. The best Sunday crowd since 2019 here in Frisco, 9,335 fans. Stretch in the 1-1 pitch. Low and away in the dirt. Hicks keeps it in front and keeps both runners at bay. It's two balls and one strike. Our thanks to each and every one of you if you're listening, and we hope to see you back out as well for what should be an amazing crowd on July 4th. We'll have double fireworks and a pregame concert as well. Really looking forward to that July 4th game on Midland, or against Midland, I should say. And tickets are still available at RidersBaseball.com. Kelly brings in the 2-1. Foul back in a Hicks's glove for strike two. Fastball down the heart of the plate. Two balls and two strikes on Nick Dunn. He pinwheels the bat to the hill. Kelly has his sign. He's ready from the stretch. Looking back towards second. The 2-2. Line drive to left field. It's down for a base hit in front of Miller. Alvarez around 30 gets stopped. And the bases are now loaded. A three straight singles against Kelly. And Jacob Buschberger bats. Buschberger has been the dangerous one. He's hit two homers in this series, both in the ninth inning, one in game one, one last night. Buschberger is 1-for-3 today. A single, a run scored, a walk. He is the go-ahead run at the plate. Stretch and Kelly delivers home. Outside, one ball, no strikes. The Rough Riders infield is back with a three-run lead. They'd much rather allow a run to score and get the double play. One nothing pitch. Inside edge, a called strike. 1-1. 9-6 Frisco. Top half of this ninth inning. Kelly looks in for his sign. He's got it from Hicks. With the bases loaded, he stretches and fires in the 1-1 to Buschberger. Slider, ground ball back to the hill over Kelly. Fielded by Sajacy. Steps on the bag and throws to first for the double play. The Riders win. A ground ball right to Sajacy at second. He grabbed it, stepped on the pillow, and threw on to first for the twin killing. And the Riders win 9-6. Coming down from, at one point, down four runs in the game. They win it in come-from-behind fashion, and they split the series with the Cardinals. What a win for the Rough Riders, and what a way to finish off this series with Springfield. The Rough Riders will have a couple days off, and then they'll be back on the road to face San Antonio starting on Wednesday. Final score tonight from Riders Field, it's the Rough Riders 9, the Cardinals 6, in front of 9,335 fans here in Frisco. Josh Warden has your post-game coverage when we return on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, the Rough Riders had already brought in 14,000 fans over the last couple days, and they bring in their largest Sunday crowd since 2019, 9,335, to celebrate a comeback win. After the Springfield Cardinals had a four-run lead both Friday and tonight, and Frisco erased both of them and comes back for the series split, three wins in a row to close out the series, close out the first half of the 2023 season, and close out the homestand as well. Final score from Riders Field, the Rough Riders 9 and the Cardinals 6, with Frisco winning 9 runs on 13 hits, and the Rough Riders did not commit an error. And Springfield with 6 runs on 11 hits and 1 error. Alex Spees deserves the win. He's 3-0 on the year. Having taken care of 1 2/3 innings, he did not allow a hit, no runs as well, and struck out a pair. Ryan Shreve suffers the loss, came in relief when Frisco was threatening in the 7th inning. And he allowed the inherited runner to score, and then a Evan Carter 3-run home run when Frisco took the lead and never gave it up again. Antoine Kelly pitches the 9th inning for the save, had the bases loaded with one out, tying run aboard, but a double play ends the frame, and the 9th inning ended up scoreless for Springfield. What a day for Evan Carter, a diving catch in center field to rob Lopez, Irving Lopez, of a base hit, a 3-run go-ahead home run, one of his 2 extra base hits today. He was the first runner to score. He doubled in the first inning on a hustle double. A little ground ball through the right side, and he noticed the center fielder not sprinting to the ball. He hustled into second for a double. Then he walked, and a 3-run home run. The only at-bat he didn't get aboard on was a ground out to the shortstop in which he had to wait a good 5 minutes during a pair of ejections during his at-bat. That was the only time he didn't get aboard. Great day for the number one prospect in the Rangers organization, Evan Carter. Luis Angel Acuna, 2 hits today, a single and a double. Brad Miller finishes out his rehab stint. He did not collect a base hit today, but played left field tonight. Thomas Ajayi, 2 hits for the second baseman, an RBI double in the first inning for the first run of the game. He added a leadoff single in the 7th inning, which began the 6-run inning. So a good start to that inning, beginning with Thomas Ajayi. Great day for Aaron Zavala as well. 2 hits and a walk. A couple runs scored for Zavala with a double in the 7th inning down the left field line, and an RBI single back in the first. Kellen Strom went 1-for-3 today with a 2-RBI single in the 7th inning to cut the lead in half, and Frisco would go on to take the lead later on. Josh Hatcher pinch hit for him in the 8th inning and singled in his only at-bat. Trevor Hover went 1-for-4 today. Hover singling in the 7th and later scored. Liam Hicks, a similar day, he went 1-for-4 with an RBI single in the 8th inning for some insurance. And Chris Cease went 1-for-4 with a 2-out RBI in the 7th inning to draw the Rough Riders within 1. So, every player on this team collected at least 1 base hit today, save for Brad Miller, the MLB rehabber, in his final game. And even he had a home run yesterday for the Rough Riders in that victory for Frisco. So the Rough Riders went 3 in a row to close out the week. Great series here in Frisco, though it started out tough, losing 3 in a row to start the week and then down by 4 on Friday. But after all that, the Rough Riders have 2 comeback wins down the stretch and in the first half on a 3-game win streak. Here's the scores around the Texas League. The Midland Rockhounds defeat San Antonio 8-4. The Northwest Arkansas over Tulsa 11-4. Arkansas defeats Wichita 3-1. Amarillo defeats Corpus Christi 6-3. So it looked like every single road team won today, save for this one. And even though Springfield led on the road 6-2, the Rough Riders are the only home team to win tonight in the Texas League with a comeback 9-6 victory. So at the conclusion of the first half, the standings look like this in the South Division. San Antonio wins the first half with a 37-32 record. Amarillo with 34 wins, Corpus Christi 33, Midland 32, and Frisco 31. So technically the Rough Riders finish in last place in the South Division, but they end on a 3-game win streak. And all those records wiped out when we start over in the second half on Wednesday. Frisco ends the first half with a -2 run differential. So that's basically .500 baseball, as they scored just 2 runs fewer than they allowed over the course of the season thus far. And ironically, the 2 teams with the best run differential in the South Division were the 2 last place teams. Frisco and Midland are 4th and 5th place in the South Division with 31 and 32 wins. And Midland with a -1 run differential, Frisco -2, and everyone else had even lower. The winning team, San Antonio, had -17 in the over the course of the first half in terms of run differential. And in the Northern Division, Arkansas, though they did not have the best run differential, they were +70. That's good. Tulsa was +74, but Arkansas wins it 4 games ahead of Tulsa. So Arkansas and San Antonio are in the playoffs in September. 2 teams will join them. Frisco hopes they will clinch one of those spots. They'll have to wait until September to find out for sure. I hope you can join us on Wednesday on the road. San Antonio hosts Springfield for a 6-game series. No game Tuesday. It's a Wednesday through Monday series, a rarity in the Texas League. The Rough Riders start out Wednesday in San Antonio and come back. 4th of July is the next home game. So if you can tune in on the road and see us here at Riders Field. 7:05, the first pitch on Wednesday in San Antonio for the Frisco Rough Riders. Well, my thanks to Zach Bigley as well as Noah Bremer, our pregame guest. And been a great series here. Thanks for tuning in. For Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden. Signing off until Wednesday when we'll be in San Antonio talking to you again for a 6:50 pregame and a 7:05 first pitch. Thanks for joining us along the way in the Riders Baseball Network along this week. The Rough Riders win it today 9-6 to close out the series and split it with Springfield. Until next time, so long, everybody, and go Rough Riders.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!